was not a lateral. It was indeed a pass. Incompletion. Second and 10, Troy at the Sydney 47-yard line.
Those are some big children playing offensive line for the Troy Trojans.
Uh-huh. Nathan Garber, 6'4", 246, junior at tackle. Gage Forsyth, 6'1", 310, junior at tackle. As I mentioned, Smith and Block at the guards in the 270 range. Flag flies, a pre-snap penalty coming up against Troy on second and 10 from the Sydney 47.
He changed the cadence a little bit trying to get the defense to jump, but one of his guys took off on the side out here.
That's the risk you take, I guess.
Yep.
Rose Darrow over the ball at center, 5'8", 268, a senior for Troy, which features two receivers to the right on second and 15. Man in motion across the formation. Here's a late pitch by Coleman. Oh, running play by Colt Bishop. Tackle missed at the 50. Sydney had him. Colt Bishop sprints down the near sideline. He might have caught the stripe with a toe inside the Sydney 45. He did. He pushed forward for another 6 or 7 yards, and he's out of bounds after a nice pickup, setting up a third and 8. Gain on the play of at least 7. Boy, Sydney with a missed tackle, Chuck. Hopefully for the Yellow Jackets, not a sign of things to come. Three receivers to the right on third down for the Troy Trojans. Here's a look in a slant down inside the 40 of Sydney near the 36. Two Yellow Jacket defenders are there. Ball thrown high by Coleman, and the receiver has no chance. Ball intended for Matt McGilvery, a 5'7 senior, but no opportunity whatsoever.
Well,
throwing the football is not Troy's strong suit.
No, and I think the adrenaline, because he's thrown two passes, and both of them were at least 10 feet over the receiver's head.
Yep, each one wild high. And Troy now to punt it on 4th and 7, and it's an excellent kick. Fair caught by Sydney at the 11-yard line. Wow, that was a boomer.
Good height on it. Got a lot of coverage down there. It was a nice punt.
Yep, Tucker Araski, 6'1", sophomore, put a charge into that kick. Extremely lofty, and Sydney did the wise thing. Fair catching the ball just beyond the 10-yard line. Well, we've played in this game just short of 3 minutes. Each team has had the ball once. Troy with the better of the field position. Sydney backed up at its 11. Here's a handoff on the play to Bowser, and he meets contact at the line of scrimmage, point of attack, then bounces off, and then he goes forward hard to the 18, 19-yard line. Good run by Bowser. Boy, you don't tackle him high with one man and bring him down ever.
Not going to happen.
No. Second down and 2 for Sydney. Isaiah Bowser gets many of his yards after he is hit. And on this play, it's Bowser again, tried to go outside left tackle, then cut it back toward his offensive center and plowed across the 20 to the 21. Very close to a first down, about 2 feet short, says the official. Third down for the Yellow Jackets at their own 20. No score in this game. Spread formation, Gordon back at his 16 to take the snap. And it's a delayed handoff on the play to Bowser, a sprint draw. The ball doesn't get there. Bowser doesn't reel it in. It's on the turf, and Troy makes the recovery at the 18-yard line. That was one of those long handoffs, and the loaf of bread was dropped right on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure where the fault was. It looked like he tried to stick it out a little too far that time, and Bowser never got the handle on the football.
Nope, Bowser perhaps looking up ahead at his offensive line, trying to get a feel for where to go with the football.
And there was nowhere to go. That could have changed the decision on his part also.
Mm-hmm. So Troy takes over inside the Sydney 20, 8:19 to go first period. Trojans defensively giving up ground grudgingly here at the start of this game, and now Troy tries to capitalize on the Sydney miscue. Here's Coleman. Handoff, Colt Bishop, offensive backfield, wants to go off tackle, can't do it, stretches out to the right, goes all the way to the far sideline, then he goes south-north, and he bulldozes his way down inside the 15. He makes a pretty good gain, Chuck, on a play which Sydney seemed to have strung out nicely at the start, but Colt Bishop's got quick feet.
Yeah, he's got good speed to the outside, that's for sure. I didn't think he had a chance to get out there.
Second down and about 3.5 for Troy outside the 10 of Sydney. Colt Bishop again. And he goes zipping back up to the line of scrimmage. He's got a little crack outside right tackle, and he slants to the 9. It's going to be goal to go, Trojans. Well, I may have spoken too soon. No, I didn't. I'm
That's
on
first and goal at 7.
Yep, ball marked forward all the way to the 7, and that's where the Trojans have it. Goal to go situation, new set of downs, 7.5 to go opening quarter, no score. Troy posing a serious threat. Here's Coleman handing Colt Bishop, spin move, right tackle. Ooh, he's charred at the 4.
That was Devin Rogers, and boy, did he put a lick on him.
And you feel every single one of Devin Rogers' pounds when he barrels into you, just like it happened there.
My goodness, he looked like he ran into a brick wall.
Yeah, it looked like Colt Bishop had a head of steam up.
We did a spin, and it looked like he might be able to turn the corner and get there, and then Rogers was having nothing.
4-yard line, second down, goal to go, Troy. Man in motion across the formation. Oh, it's Colt Bishop again, and Sydney denies him. In fact, he's stuffed for a loss back at the 9. Going to the well, perhaps once too often, is Troy. And Colt Bishop on this play is flattened. He was drilled all the way back to the 9. Ball marked for play at the 7.
That was Strayman, and boy, he just stood him up and put him on his back.
Goal to go, Troy, 7-yard line of Sydney. That's where it was first and goal 2 plays ago. Fine hit by Anthony Strayman, following the 1 by Devin Rogers. Let's see if Troy elects to throw. 2 receivers to the left. Here's the handoff to Colt Bishop right up the middle, nowhere to go. And he is stalemated right at the 7.5-yard line. Troy electing to try nothing fancy and put 3 points on the board with a field goal.
Well, I guess, but I'm not sure. I was a big fan of the play calls right there. I think you're going to have to outscore Sydney. They've stopped him a couple of times, but you're going to have to outscore them.
Obviously, Trojans, at least early on, not a lot of confidence in the passing game. Field goal try, Troy, from just inside the far hash mark. Ball will be placed down at the 15. This is a 25-yard kick, and the left-footed boot is away. It's hooking to the right, and it is no good. He missed it. Thought for an instant, Chuck, it was right down Main Street, but it kept spinning, and it was outside the right upright, not good. Braden Seiler, 6'1", sophomore, had a good snap from center, a good hold, but he blew the field goal, and Sydney takes over the football on the touchback at the Yellow Jackets 20.
Well, the kick came from that hash mark, and it just never got there. He kicked it straight down.
Here's Andre Gordon back to throw in first and 10. A rifle pass up the left sideline in the hands of the receiver and out at the 30. Caleb Harris, the man for whom the ball was intended, he was there. Andre Gordon whipped a laser to him. Pass was right on the number, should have been caught. Second down and 10, Sydney from the Yellow Jackets, 21. Trips to the right for Gordon, who rolls this way. Hands it back to Bowser, misdirection. Mark Mann is Bowser. Troy spies on him. Bowser running loose, circling in the offensive backfield. Out of some trouble, near sideline. Gets all the way back to the line of scrimmage and beyond it for a gain of 4. After swerving his way some 25 or 30 yards, it's a net of plus 4.
Well, it was about to be a 15-yard loss, so that was a heck of a 19-yard net.
He took a play out of the book of Andre Gordon right there with a lot of ad-libbing. Third down and 6 for Sydney from the Yellow Jackets 24. The home team yet to generate a first down in this game. And here is Andre Gordon altering the cadence a little bit. And Troy leaps into the neutral zone, 5-yard infraction, leaving Sydney with a 3rd and 1. And now it's Isaiah Bowser time.
That's where I'd go with it.
No score in this game, opening quarter. 4:48 left in the first. Yellow Jackets and three receivers far left. Troy with a seven-man defensive front. Oh, it's a fake to Bowser. Gordon dashes around right, and he's on the loose. Breaks a tackle. Another 45-50. Tripped, and down he goes. Ball loose on the gridiron. I think the ground caused it. Troy on the recovery, but no dice. The referee, Johnny, on the spot, says Yellow Jackets possession. What a run by Andre Gordon. Razzle dazzle. I think every single one of the white shirts and red pants dived at Isaiah Bowser, Chuck. He didn't have the ball.
Well, the red shirt guy up here watching from the sideline had to find the ball, too. I thought he gave it to him.
First and 10, Sydney from the Troy 49. In motion, Caleb Harris. Deep drop, but Gordon shoots one middle of the field. Yes, at the 36. On the ground, it's Darren Taborn with the nifty reception. And, Chuck, that is the very kind of pass play that Sydney has been able to execute this year often. Last year it did not happen very often.
Well, everybody seems to be playing zone against them, and the receivers are doing a fabulous job of finding the holes in those zones the last two games we've watched.
Very good point. First and 10, Sydney. Troy, 36-yard line. 4 minutes to go in the first. Three receivers to the left. It's a flat pass, 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And the net result is a plus two or three. Caleb Harris caught it and made a few strides before meeting resistance at the 34.5 of Troy. A plus two on the play, second down, 8 yards to go for Sydney. Devin Rogers lining up in the slot on the left on this play. Andre Gordon at the 39 takes the snap, stuffs the ball into the tummy of Bowser. Here comes Troy, one white shirt, a second, a third, and they spin him to the turf for a loss of a yard or two. Troy Trojans, as I mentioned earlier, held Isaiah Bowser to 51 yards, 26 carries in the 31-6 Troy win a year ago. Third down and 10 for Sydney. At the Troy 36-yard line, 2:55 to go first quarter, no score. Gordon looking right, pass play. He's 10 yards behind the line. Now he stops, throws it back against the grain. It's up for grabs. Jump ball, batted, tipped, picked off by Troy at the 11. Run back outside the far hash mark, 25, 30, 34-yard line. Trojans on the intercept. It was a ball thrown very late back over the middle by Gordon. That often spells trouble.
Not where you want to throw the ball in that situation. He was kind of off, threw it off his back foot, so he didn't get a lot on it. It looked more like a punt than a pass.
And that is one of those occasions, Chuck, when Andre should have reverted back to what he did more often last year, and that was maybe tuck it and run. Coleman at quarterback for Troy. Here's a toss sweep to the ball carrier coming near side, and he steamrolls to the 40s. Good stiff arm by the ball carrier, Colt Bishop. He rumbles up near the 45 and over it. He winds up attaining a first down. Very good run by Colt Bishop.
That was quite a stiff arm. That got him another 6 yards.
Sure did. And he winds up with 11. First and 10 Trojans, who are running the football play after play. 2:30 left to go first quarter, no score. Two receivers to the right for Coleman. Colt Bishop again behind his center, right up the gut. Good, strong forward run to the 48-yard line of Sydney for at least five more. Sydney's defensive line has its hands full. Ends Tyler Shiflett and Braden Dean. Nose tackle, Anthony Strayman. Of course, Devin Rogers, a big cog up front on that defensive line for Sydney. Second down and five for the Trojans. 48 of Sydney. Colt Bishop wants to go right guard, can't. Wants to go right tackle, can't. Then he goes around the end. We've got a late flag, perhaps a hold against Troy. Colt Bishop is flushed to the sideline into the Troy bench. He might have gained a half yard. And when a play is stretched out that far across the gridiron, Chuck, there's oftentimes an offensive foul committed in the process.
Yeah, I think they probably had two holds, and they called the second one.
Colt Bishop is extremely shifty, and he's got very good straight-ahead speed once he does go south-north. But he'll take it laterally as long as he can and continue to make you miss. Head coach Matt Burbacher of Troy referred to the running game of the Trojans as sort of a three-headed monster. Well, so far it has been Colt Bishop all the way, and he's been formidable. But the penalty marker causes Troy to retreat to the 39, second and 15 Trojans, own 39-yard line. Coleman fakes the inside handoff, throws outside the hash. It is caught near sideline. Good spin move, 35. Broken tackle at the 45, across the 50, into Sydney territory, all the way down inside the 45-yard line. Very well done by the Troy Trojans on that play, Chuck. And I think the receiver
was Gilbert.
Yes, it sure was.
And he made one heck of an inside spin move and got all that extra yardage.
Oh, he knew what he was doing. Outstanding play by McGilvery, who's a good receiver, fine hands. He returns punts. New running back in now for Troy, who sprints outside right tackle. Far hash mark inside the numbers, upset, but down to the Sydney 26. Boy, Troy's offensive line is playing very strong football so far, shoving Sydney off the line of scrimmage, giving the Trojan ball carriers room to roam.
That was Sam Jackson, and he's supposed to be the power back. He showed some pretty good quickness there, too.
Under a minute to go, first quarter. Troy driving, second and one, Sydney 26. And Coleman wants to throw. Down inside the 10-yard line. Receiver makes a leaping catch at the 7. Gets to the 5, to the 1. Ball is loose. It is ruled down by contact at the 1-yard line. Oh, Sammy Coleman showing that he can pitch the football around a little bit. Might have experienced some nerves on the first possession when he missed receivers high. But he's been on the mark on this drive. And Troy is about 2 feet outside the Sydney end zone. 40 seconds left in the first. Last time inside the red zone, Sydney turned Troy away. Trojans missed a field goal. Here's a running play outside right tackle by Troy, and Sydney knifes through to spill the ball carrier right at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
That was Christian Townsend. I'll tell you what, that was a touchdown-saving tackle. I don't know how he got to him.
Fine defensive maneuver by Townsend. Textbook tackle right around the ankles to upend Colt Bishop. Second and goal for Troy. Final play, first quarter upcoming. No score. Coleman will take it in the spread back at the 5. Play clock starts and runs out. Quarter has finished. Troy nothing, Sydney nothing. Here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News. Second quarter starts. Second and goal, Troy, from the 1-yard line. Lengthy cadence by the quarterback, Coleman. A lot of movement up front. and let's see what has been called. Last time down here, Chuck, Troy got to the red zone, then was penalized with a pre-snap foul of 5 yards. This one, though,
that was a 4-inch penalty.
Yes. So from the 8-inch line, the ball has moved to the 4-inch line. Goal to go, Sydney, second down again. Here's the handoff on the play to the ball carrier. Colt Bishop, look at that cavity open up. He plows right through it. Open space. Troy's offensive line having its way with Sydney's defensive front. Through the first 12 minutes of this game, I don't think the ball carrier for Troy was touched on that one. Big opening was generated.
Well, they went to Jackson, and he's more of a power, and I think that was the difference right there. Just run it straight ahead.
It was Jackson, not Colt Bishop. I think you or I could have trudged in for the points.
they'd have to kick me out and give me oxygen. But yeah.
6-0 Trojans who try the extra point, and the left-footed soccer-style kicker doesn't make it look very artistic. It's a low line drive. It's twisting to the right, but is inside the post. He missed a field goal earlier, hooked too far. This one was hooked, but it sneaked in, and the Trojans lead 7-0 over Sydney. 2 seconds gone, second quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
And thank you to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Take advantage of the grand reopening at Goffney, West Michigan Avenue. That's Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, located south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He'll give you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates, Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. Kickoff by Troy, caught by Sydney near the out-of-bounds sideline in front of the Sydney bench. And after a couple steps on the return, a foot is on the sideline. Putting the ball in play for Sydney at the 26. Troy's had the better of the field position so far in this contest. And a little different look, a running play again for Sydney. It's Bowser once more, but on this one, Chuck, he tries some jet sweep action rather than going between the tackles. Bowser tries to skirt the right corner, and he does manage to wedge out about 3 to the 30-yard line, second down and 7 for Sydney, which has been held scoreless for a little better than 12 minutes. Perhaps the first time all year Sydney's gone a full quarter without points.
Yeah, I don't know that for a fact, but my guess would be that that's the first time they've been shut out in the first quarter.
7-0 Troy, whose defense has been very stout so far. Gordon takes the snap at the 25. And he jogs left and comes back to the right. And he turns on the afterburners, headed toward the Troy bench, beyond the numbers, far sideline. And he zips all the way out to the 37 or 38 first down yardage with a little bit to spare. And until the Yellow Jackets can get Bowser untracked and allow the offensive line to develop some cracks for him, Andre Gordon may have to loosen up the Troy defense a bit.
Yeah, I think he's going to have to do a little more than they want him to.
7-0 Troy, 30 seconds gone, second quarter. Andre Gordon back to throw at the 30, and now he zips out of the pocket, wants to hum one down the field. It's batted. Wow, the ball left Gordon's hands, by 2 or 3 feet. A Trojan chuck was all over it.
That was Klopfenstein, and that's a big kid, and he played that perfectly.
Spencer Klopfenstein in there at defensive end or linebacker on that play. He lines up at tight end on offense, and he got his mitts in the air, and he shoved that ball back in the face of Andre Gordon. Incompletion. Second down and 10, Yellow Jackets at their own 38. This is Sydney's deepest penetration of the night. They're only their 38-yard line, though. Here's an outside left tackle play by Sydney, running his Bowser, and he's knocked off his wheels for a yard loss.
That was Shoup, and I'll tell you what, that was a picture-perfect tackle right there. Just went right into his legs and took him out from under him.
Shane Shoup cut down Bowser, and it's third and a little more than 10 to go for Sydney at the Yellow Jackets 36. Two receivers each way, left and right. Ball in the middle of the field. Trojans showing a little blitz pressure. Linebacker coming late. Gordon in the offensive backfield manages to get rid of the football somehow, some way, as he was being belted behind the line of scrimmage. He unleashed a forward pass. No one was home. Troy Bench upset once a grounding call made.
Yeah, there was a receiver out there. I mean, that wasn't what he was trying to do. He was lucky there was a receiver out there because he just threw it.
I'd agree with you. Yep, he just threw the ball to an empty spot on the field, but there was a receiver in the area, luckily for Sydney. So on fourth down, no lost yardage via penalty. Fourth and 11, though, Sydney punts, and it's McGilvery way back at his 31. He muffed it and then fell on it at the 28.
Little hearts in the throat of the Trojan fans there.
7-0 Trojans who get the ball back again. Again, Sydney managed to push the ball out to short of its own 40 in the last possession. Yellow Jackets haven't come close to getting the ball across the 50 yet.
Well, Troy's defense is as advertised.
First and 10 Trojans inside their own 30-yard line. Coleman has Colt Bishop behind him. He gets the nod. Breaks a tackle in the offensive backfield, makes another man miss, stays on his feet, and journeys across the 30, lunging to the 33. Now, Colt Bishop has made a living so far tonight dodging tacklers in the vicinity of the line of scrimmage and then trudging ahead for positive yardage. That one went for 5. Second down and 5, Troy, which leads 7-0. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Sydney might have been offsides before the snap here. Troy needed a little more than 5 on second down, so it will be second and a little less than 1. We'd like to extend a thank you to a few more of our underwriting supporters on scorersbroadcast.com. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. And thank you and Rushi to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Shout-outs to them. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, which came on board here on scorersbroadcast.com during the high school basketball tournament last March. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, Rushi Versailles Road, just east of Rushi. The Jewelry Barn can make your ideas come to life on the web at thejewelrybarnusa.com, jewelrybarnusa.com. In Anna, we extend gratitude to Adams Tech Solutions with on-time high-tech computer solutions and also offering customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens, plus Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Well, after some consultation among officials, it is 2nd and 1 following the 5-yard mark off, and Sydney manages to stand up the ball carrier right at the point of attack. doesn't look like there's any gain. Chuck, I think it's going to be third down and a foot or two as Colt Bishop was met solidly at the 38-yard line. Oh, the referees do say he gained a foot or so. I thought he was drilled at the line of scrimmage or maybe a little behind it. That was gratuitous.
Yeah, that was a heck of a play by Seth Klingler.
Good tackle by him, but a favorable spot by the officials for Troy. Here's a screen, left flat by the Trojans. Caught at the 37, well done. Escort of blockers in front, and the receiver may take it to the house. 50, 40 of Sydney. Look at him go. 35, 30, 25, 20. Sydney catches the runner, Colt Bishop, from behind, down inside the 10 at the 8-yard line. A lot of open space, Chuck. Once the receiver in the flat for Troy dodged the first tackler, away he went. Almost seemed like Sydney had only six or seven defenders out there on the field on that play.
Well, they've completed three passes for 112 yards.
Wow. Running play, Troy, left tackle, produces one or two hard-earned yards, and that's it. Troy outside the Sydney 10, second down and nine. 9 minutes to go, second quarter. 7-0 Troy. It has been all Trojans so far in this game in terms of field position, big edge. In terms of yardage gained, big edge. Deep handoff, offensive backfield. Sydney with fine penetration and wraps up the ball carrier at the 10 or 11-yard line. It was Colt Bishop again. He's been the warrior running the ball for the Trojans all night. Pigskin right smack dab between the hash marks in the middle of the field at the 10. It's third and 7. Troy can get a first down at the 3. Got to believe the Trojans will throw here.
Well, I don't have, after watching him kick, I don't have a lot of confidence in their field goal kicker.
Right. Long count by Coleman. Oh, he gives it straight ahead to the ball carrier, and Sydney slices through to undercut him behind the line of scrimmage. It was Colt Bishop, and the Yellow Jackets diagnosed it well, setting up a fourth down for Troy, and more like 9 to go. And the Trojans will try a field goal, which will now be close to 30 yards. It is in the middle of the gridiron between the hash marks. Seiler on to boot it. 7:40 to go, second period, 7-0 Troy. This would make it a 2-score lead for the Trojans. Good snap, ball spotted on the ground. Kick by Seiler away, looks perfect. It's right down the middle, center cut. And the Troy Trojans have just what head coach Matt Burbacher wanted, points at the end of that drive, and a 2-score cushion, 10-0, all Trojans so far, 7:33 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
The Troy Trojans so far, Chuck, are winning the battle in the trenches. Trojans are running the ball well. Not passing often. When the Trojans do, it's been efficient. And Troy's defense has stalled Sydney's running game. Here's the kickoff return by the Yellow Jackets from the 11. Back out over the 25 to the 22-yard line. Or I should say back out over the 20 to the 22. Great coverage by Troy, which is at a big advantage in terms of field position all night long. Sydney yet to get the ball across the 50. Starts first and 10 from its own 23. Behind 10-0, 7:28 to go here in the second quarter. Biggest deficit the Yellow Jackets have faced so far this season. Andre Gordon fakes to Bowser, retreats back inside his 13. Here's a deep post pattern, middle of the field. It is in the hands of the receiver at the 32. Oh, it's out of his hands. It was going to be a huge 50 or 60-yard play to Rontez Roberts. And Chuck, if he catches and breaks a tackle or outraces the Troy defender, it is a 77-yard touchdown.
That was a perfect pass.
Yes.
And I think I'm going to give him a little bit of a break. To catch the ball over your head, straight over your head like that, to find the ball when it drops back into your sight is not an easy thing to do, but that certainly should have been caught.
Rontez would love to have that one back. In fact, the Yellow Jackets have dropped two well-thrown balls by Andre Gordon here tonight. Second down and 10 for Sidney from the Yellow Jackets, 23. Six-man defensive front for Troy. Ball on the ground in the Sidney offensive backfield. And the Yellow Jackets covered up back at the 16 or 17. Tell you what, Troy's defense has Sidney thinking. And the Yellow Jackets have lost their focus in the run game.
Yeah, I don't know what happened that time. He handed him the ball, and he just dropped it.
7:09 remaining here in the second quarter. It is 10-0 Troy. And Sidney confronts a third and 16. Boy, Yellow Jackets need to get some real estate back on this play. 6-7 man defensive front. Troy showing blitz. Now linebackers retreat. Long cadence here by Andre Gordon, who's got trips to the right. Boy, he's going to need some time if he wants to throw. Here comes Troy after Gordon, who runs for his life to the right side of the field, outside the numbers. A late delivery is caught at the 32. The receiver came back toward Andre, snatched it, and then turned the corner, went out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Not sure who made that reception, Chuck.
That was Roberts again.
Was it Rontez?
Yep.
Wow, he did a good job heading vertically back down the field toward Andre, gave him a target as Andre had to hustle out of the pocket. Then Roberts made a nifty maneuver, a good spin move to get the first down and a few extra yards after the reception. Oh, here's Andre Gordon running, twisting, turning. He's got 10 yards, maybe a dozen. Flag comes in as Gordon managed to chuck his way upfield with the football to the 48. It was a positive 13. Outstanding run by Gordon, but it's wiped out. 6:28 to go, second quarter, 10-0 in favor of Troy. We'd like to thank Goffney Furniture in Sydney, on the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Goffney has had this fall already in September its grand reopening. New inventory in place. You got to check it out. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Outstanding array of high-quality furniture priced just right to meet your budget. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Take advantage of the room design service. Go to the website for more savings. A coupon there for you at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Goffney Furniture, West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47, west of I-75. Tell the folks at Goffney you heard about Goffney Furniture right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, on second down and 14 following the penalty, Gordon fakes the handoff and then tries to hit a hot receiver on a real quick slant over the middle. Ball is off the fingertips of the pass catcher, incomplete.
That was Rogers, and he's got good hands. So mm-hmm. I think that's a pretty nice play. Just did not connect.
Well, the first down play was wiped out because of the penalty. So that was first down all over again. Here's second down and 14, and it's Bowser right up the gut. No room to roam as Troy clogs up the center, and Bowser is yanked down after a very short advance of a yard or two. It's third and a dozen. It had been second and 14. Two-yard gain, Bowser. His biggest gain tonight so far, Chuck, well under 10 yards, right?
Oh, easy, yeah.
Here's a roll out by Gordon, way out to the left, beyond the numbers, near side. throws it up for grabs down inside the 30. Three center fielders back there for Troy. Sydney receiver can't get his hands on it, and Troy smacks it to the ground. Kelton Stockton was zipping down the near sideline. Ball had no chance. Coverage excellent by the Trojans as Gordon was flushed out of the pocket, made a desperate heave. Incompletion, fourth and a dozen for the Yellow Jackets, whose offense has been stalled by the Trojans' defense in this game so far. Punt by Sydney, blocked by Troy, who had two men rushing in on the kicker. Ball loose on the ground. Sydney picks it up at the 24 and runs it out of bounds at the 30. First and 10 Trojans in Sydney's end with 5:19 to go in the second quarter.
Wow, they're just dominating every phase of this game so far.
It looked like there might have been a large fault, a crack created in Sydney's offensive front, allowing not one but two Trojans.
Yeah, there was two guys. Take your pick on who wants to block it.
Yeah, to nearly get in on the extended foot of Andre Gordon, who was back in punt formation. And the Trojans now have a golden opportunity to make this a three-score game before halftime. Over 5 minutes to play, ball at the Sydney 30. Colt Bishop in motion. Coleman wants to throw. Skinny post, middle of the field. Man open, no one there, but it's way overthrown.
Yeah, that play was wide open. Wide open. That was an excellent play call.
And after a sudden exchange of the football like that, coaches will oftentimes go for that quick strike. Troy did it. It caught Sydney off guard. But Coleman missed McGilvery, the intended receiver, for the touchdown. Second down and 10, Troy from the Sydney 30. Coleman's got Colt Bishop behind him. Klopfenstein, the big tight end, in motion. Colt Bishop's got an avenue right up the middle. He plows to the 25, knocked down at the 24. He garnered six. Third and four, Trojans, 24-yard line of Sydney. A couple of important plays coming up here. Not sure that Troy would be within range of the field goal kicker at this moment. In motion across the formation, it's a jet sweep to the left. Outside the boundary goes the ball carrier. I should say outside the hash mark and the numerals goes the ball carrier. Into the sideline, bounced out of bounds inside the 20. The play goes for about 8 and a first down, Trojans.
Well, I'll tell you, and Colt Bishop threw the block out there that sprung that for the first down. Well, he put somebody right on the rear end.
I think it might have been McGilvery on the run.
It was McGilvery.
Uh-huh. And he had a wall of white shirts in front of him, escorting him to the Troy sideline. And then he went north-south after he got the corner turned. Inside the 20 of Sydney, first and 10 Trojans, 4:40 left in the second, 10-0 Troy leads. Here's a sprint draw. Colt Bishop sheds one tackler at the 19 and lurches down to about the 16-yard line, second down from that spot. Sydney Yellow Jackets offense has been shut down so far in this game tonight. No other way to put it. We talked about Troy's vaunted defense in the pregame. A little over 200 yards yielded per contest by Troy defensively all season long. Good enough for third in the entire GWAC. Here's the sprint draw again, and Colt Bishop can't go inside. Tries to spring it wide. He chugs his way down inside the 13, 11, and might have nudged the football just inside the 10. So it's going to be a yard short of the first down for the Trojans. Third and one at the Sydney 9.5. Trojans need to get to the 8.5. Under 4 minutes to play here in the second quarter. And Sam Coleman, the Troy quarterback, is staring at the Trojan bench across the way. The play call gets signaled in. Two backs staggered in the Trojans' offensive backfield.
They're not going to get the playoff.
And Troy may have to utilize a timeout. Trojans do in the nick of time. Third and one coming up. Trojans lead at 10-0 late in the second on scores.broadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. The Troy Trojans have dominated Sydney here tonight. 10-0 Troy leads, Trojans knocking on the door, 3rd-and-1 at the 9.5 of Sydney. 3 minutes and 59 seconds remaining in quarter number two. Two tight ends employed by the Trojans. Colt Bishop behind the quarterback, Coleman. Bishop gets the call, and he goes outside left tackle, sticks the arm forward with the football, stretches out to the 7.5. He's got the first down, goal to go Trojans. Offensive line for Troy has been forceful here tonight. It has been very strong up front, pushing Sydney around. It's an experienced offensive group. Several heavyweights up front for the Troy Trojans. Three seniors returning on that offensive set, tackle to tackle. Here's an end sweep. Colt Bishop, goal to go from the 7, and a stiff arm. Sydney misses a tackle back at the 12. He gets to the line of scrimmage, across it to about the 5.5. Using the field laterally, right to left, was Colt Bishop, who's managed to shed a number of tacklers all night long. It wasn't Colt Bishop,
no,
Chuck.
That's Jackson.
Sam Jackson. Yep. 6-footer, 211, a junior. He's the red zone ball carrier for the Trojans.
And he got away from Devin Rogers, and that doesn't happen very often.
No, uh-uh. That could have been a loss back outside the 10. Second and goal, Troy at the 5. 2:55 to go in the second quarter. Trojans up 10-0. Tackle, or I should say handoff, outside left tackle. Ball carrier slithers to 1 yard line. Jackson doesn't quite get in. Goal to go outside the end zone for Troy. 2.5 left in the second quarter. Trojans back to the line of scrimmage once more. Third down, 1 yard line of Sydney. Two tight ends employed by the Trojans again. Coleman will take the snap and the spread at the 5. And the ball carrier gets a big shove up front from both guards in the center and makes the end zone rather easily. Not any resistance at all up front from Sydney. And the Trojans have barged on top 16-0 late in the second quarter.
That was just power football. Just handed the ball off to Jackson that time. The line did enough to get him a little bit of a crack. There he was. It's a touchdown.
Now Jackson didn't even climb up the back of one of his own blockers on that play.
Didn't have to.
No. As they created space enough in the middle for him to step on into the end zone. Seiler with the extra point try for Troy. It's on the way. He smacks it solidly with the left foot and zeroes in. It's there. Perfect. Trojans 17, Yellow Jackets nothing. 2:14 left, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ /ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Jack with Chuck here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, and it's a quiet Sydney crowd, Chuck.
It's a huge crowd, and you're right. The air has been sucked out of the stadium, and Sydney needs to do something here. They need to get on the board before the end of the first half here.
Now, I'm thinking back to the start of the game. Sydney received the kickoff, went three and out.
Yep. Troy gets the ball to start the second half.
Yep, Troy deferred, won the toss, took the ball third quarter. Sydney opened the game with three plays, punt. Good kickoff by Troy. Excellent coverage. Ball bounds down inside the 10 to the 9. Sydney returns to the 18. That is it. Kicking game for Troy has been very good. I'm impressed with the Trojans' coverage downfield. The kickoff on a hop to the corner of the gridiron, using the boundary to help you cover, forcing Sydney to run it back to the middle. Only way to go, and Troy's right there for the tackle, short of the 20-yard line. Doesn't get any better than that for the Trojans. 2:09 left in the second quarter. Sydney down by three scores. Gordon drops to the 8. Flat pass complete. 15-yard line. And the receiver runs to the boundary, out of bounds over the 20. Stopping the clock with 2:03 left here in the second quarter. 17-0 in favor of the Trojans. Troy has won this game so far every way imaginable, although we've got better than a half to go. Here's a fine strike up the field by Gordon. He rolled right, and he flipped that ball between two Trojan defenders. Good reception up at the 37 or 38. Was that Rotez Roberts, Chuck?
Yes.
Rotez Roberts, a familiar target for Andre Gordon, found a hole in the Trojan zone. And Gordon pitched it right between his shoulders on first and 10, shy of the 40. Here's a 20-yard drop by Andre Gordon. And he delivers the ball belatedly up the field near sideline, caught behind the line of scrimmage. And then the run after catch by Isaiah Bowser results in a small advance of three. It looked like Andre Gordon might be saddled with about a 20-yard deficit on that play. And he was nearly a magician to extricate himself out of hot water. Short drop by Gordon on second and 6. Loops it up the right sideline. Has a man wide open across the 50 and missed him high, out of bounds.
Yeah, Taborn was out there all by himself. He had a lot of running room if he gets that ball to him.
Oh, Taborn could have cut that ball and run for another 10 or 15 down to the Trojan 40 anyway. Gordon led him well too far, and it's 3rd and 7 for the Yellow Jackets, 40-yard line of Sydney. Minute 16 left here in the second quarter of play. 17-0 Trojans. Boy, Yellow Jackets desperately need points before halftime. Trips to the right. Gordon looks middle of the field. It's in the hands of the receiver at the 46 and out. A shade behind Josiah Hudgens, but he had his mitts on it. That's at least the third, maybe the fourth ball, Chuck, that Sydney receivers have not reeled in. They should have snagged.
Yeah, I mean, but that was still behind him. That was not a great pass.
So it's fourth down for Troy, 6 to go, 40, or I should say for Sydney. Sydney's end of the field at the 40.
Yeah, they've got Gordon and the entire team rattled right there. They are not used to running into anything like this with their offense.
Gordon in punt formation at the 27.
I think it's Nick Rainey.
And the kick by Sydney hits down inside the 30 of the Trojans, rolls to a dead spot at the 25. That maybe was not Gordon punting?
No, I think they put Rainey back there to punt.
It was a good high kick. Troy ran away from it. Trojans wanted no part of the return. And with 1:03 to go in the half, the Trojans, who get the football to start the third quarter, begin this drive from their own 24. And again, Sydney yet to get the football across the midfield stripe in this game so far. 63 seconds remaining till halftime. wouldn't think the Trojans would do anything, Chuck, but run the ball here.
I would be shocked if they do.
It is Coleman in the spread, takes the snap at his 20. It is a sweep left end. Out of bounds goes the ball carrier at the 27 or 28. It's Colt Bishop plowing for 4 or 5. Our halftime guest, through a digitized interview from earlier in the week, is Todd Taylor, 1990 graduate of Troy High School, or I should say Sydney High School, member of the 89 Sydney Yellow Jackets, who went to the playoffs and won 2 games and advanced all the way to the state semifinals that year. Oh, here's a big running play by Troy right up the gut. Beyond the linebackers, into the secondary of Sydney, goes Colt Bishop, 45-50. Yellow Jackets trail him, finally nip at his heels and catch him at about the 41-yard line. Boy, Sydney had 9 or 10 bunched up at the line of scrimmage on defense, trying to produce a tackle for a loss, and once Colt Bishop managed to barrel through that first wave of black shirts, he was off to the races. Still 48 seconds to go in the second quarter. Troy has designs on more points now. Trips to the right for Coleman, who looks this way. Middle of the field, into the hands of a Sydney defender, and out at the 26. Is it ruled a catch by Sydney on the pickoff?
Yes, pickoff.
Yes, it is. It didn't go to the ground. The ball was in the hands of the Sydney defensive back. He juggled, snatched it before it went to the turf, and Troy coughs up the football on an interception as Coleman threw into traffic, and Sydney gets it back with 43 seconds to go in the second. Thought for a moment the ball was trapped on the rebound off the ground, but it's ruled interception Yellow Jackets who stopped this Troy drive. Let's see if Andre Gordon can pull something out of his hip pocket in the waning seconds of the second quarter. Here's a run by Andre. Right up the middle, breaks a tackle, then coughs up the football. It's loose at the 40 after a 13-yard gain. Troy runs it back down inside the 25, 20, and a stack up at the 18. What a turn of events. Andre Gordon was off and running with a fine offensive play. He was carrying the ball out to the right of his body. Little too much like a loaf of bread. He was spun off his wheels at the 40-yard line. He lost it. And Troy made the scoop and ran it back in excess of 20 to the 19 of Sydney with 28 seconds to go in the second quarter. Boy, a lot of excitement and turn of events, Chuck, in the final half minute of the first half.
Turnover back right at you.
Trojans up 17-0. And again, with designs on points before the halftime break. Two receivers to the left for Coleman. Play clock at 10. He's got plenty of time.
They got 2 timeouts left, so they can throw it in the middle of the field.
Scoreboard clock won't begin till the snap. Coleman gives it to Colt Bishop, who runs wide left. Want to go off tackle, can't. Springs it a little bit to the far hash mark, to the numbers. And he is tackled at the 16-yard line after picking up about 3 or 4. Second down, Trojans outside the Sydney 15. 21 seconds left to go here in quarter number 2. Again, as I was saying, Todd Taylor, member of the 1989 Sydney football team, which advanced to the postseason, is our halftime guest. He is a senior vice president now with the Indiana Pacers. Got his start in professional sports with the Columbus Blue Jackets. He's been with the Milwaukee Brewers, Portland Trailblazers, in the field of marketing, ticket sales, advertising, promotions, sports entertainment for all of these professional organizations. And he will highlight that 1989 Sydney season, which was a good one, 7-3 regular campaign, 2 straight wins in the postseason, including a victory over undefeated Cincinnati Harrison in round 1. So we'll have that conversation with Todd Taylor, the 1990 Sydney graduate, upcoming here at the half tonight. Here's a sweep to the right, but Troy Running play is snarled at about the 11. Out of bounds goes the ball carrier. He did pick up 6 or 7. I don't know if the official said the runner went out of bounds. I believe he did. If he didn't,
wow.
Troy made sure the clock was stopped with a timeout.
That, I'm not real sure how that wasn't out of bounds. He ran straight out of bounds.
Goofy.
Had to use their last timeout.
Yes, forced Troy to use a timeout. 11 ticks left in the clock. 3rd and 1 when play resumes from the Sydney 10. Somewhat reminds me of a situation 2 weeks ago, Chuck, in the Sydney Pickwa game. There was clearly an obvious motion penalty at the line of scrimmage pre-snap, and the foul wasn't called. And as I recall in that play, Sydney almost made an interception. So it turned out to be an incomplete pass for Pickwa, but sometimes the officials in this game of high school football miss things.
Well, I mean, the officials miss it in the professional ranks.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm not critiquing the officials. It's a lot
right.
easier to sit up here
yep.
on the sideline. But I, looking straight at it, it was right yep. in front of us. I don't know how that his momentum wasn't stopped. He ran out of bounds to stop the clock. That was what he tried to do.
Yeah, sure did. But Troy did have a timeout remaining, used it. However, by using the timeout, you've got to believe now Troy may have to throw the football. Yes.
I don't think they can run it.
No.
If they run it and don't get in, it's the end of the half.
Yeah, if you run it and don't get a first down, you don't stop the clock, but making the first down, and time would expire. So Coleman's got to throw. He looks middle of the field. It's a slant. It's complete at the 4-yard line, and rolling to the 2 is the receiver. The clock will continue to run. Trojans do not have the timeout. First down. Ball is spotted for play outside the 1. Quick snap by Troy and a spike by the Trojans quarterback Coleman, and then a flag flies. It's ruled 5-yard penalty on the visiting team. Boy, there has been so much happen in the final moment of the second quarter of this game. And now the ball is spotted for play after the 5-yard penalty outside the 5-yard line. And the clock will begin to unwind when the referee marks it for play at the 6. And you can bet Coleman will spike it again. Although you never know when you think.
Well, at this point, now you would hope they would have got a play in there. Go ahead and just snap the ball.
And under center is Coleman, who does throw it down immediately. Nothing ran off the clock. It still shows 6 seconds, and the Trojans will get a field goal try from about the 13 or 14-yard line. This would be a 23-yarder right smack dab middle of the field.
Yeah, I'm not sure what 3 points does for them there. I think I'd go for the touchdown and then and the knockout punch. There's still 3 touchdowns.
Right.
Sydney scores 3 touchdowns. They win the game 21-20.
Yep, Yellow Jackets would be behind the 3 sevens. 3 TDs with made points would get you the victory. Here's the field goal by Seiler. It's away. It's a low one. It is off the right upright just above the crossbar and ricochets through.
That might have been the ugliest good kick I've ever seen.
I've never seen that happen, Chuck. It was barely above the crossbar. Hit the right upright, what, a foot or two above the crossbar?
Yep.
And then made a fortuitous bounce angling through the uprights, amazingly, and Troy gets 3 points.
I hit some tee shots that look just like that.
Off a tree.
Oh, yeah, but I do it on purpose.
Then it ricochets off a second tree and maybe back into the fairway.
Sometimes, but not very far down the fairway.
Oh, my goodness. These last few minutes in the second quarter have had a little bit of everything. The field goal by Seiler is good. And it was, what, a 23-yarder officially, Chuck?
Right.
So he's had 2 made field goals tonight. A 23-yarder by Seiler, who had a miss earlier on a field goal try. And this last made field goal was about as unartistic a made 3-point field goal could ever be. But it counts. And those are 3 big ones, lifting Troy to a 20-0 lead. Kickoff upcoming. Final play here of the first half. Ball is bounced down to the 30. run back by Sydney to the 37, 38, 39-yard line. That's it. First half is in the books, and the Troy Trojans have won the first two quarters in dominating style. 20-0, Troy. Sydney's offense has stalled out through the first two quarters thanks to super play by Troy on the defensive side of the ball. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine is upcoming, and we'll also have our halftime interview with Todd Taylor, 1989 Sydney football team member. The Yellow Jackets that year advanced to the playoffs, the only time Sydney football has ever gone to the postseason. Of course, trying to make it the second time here in 2017. 20-0 Troy over Sydney at the halftime break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, and the Troy Trojans are blitzing the Sydney Yellow Jackets 20-0 here at the halftime break. One of our new underwriting sponsors in the last several months here on scoresbroadcast.com is the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. We will make your ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn. Stop in and see Jolene Renderly and her staff. Tell them you heard about the Jewelry Barn right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Jolene is a GIA-certified diamond grader. GIA stands for Gemological Institute of America. The Jewelry Barn is certified in diamond grading and color stone grading, also certified in jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn also offers ear piercing, appraisals, a watch link adjustment, cleaning and inspection of your jewelry for worn prongs and loose stones. The Jewelry Barn, established in 2011, great combination of high quality and excellent price. Jewelry Barn in Rushi, on the web, by the way, at Jewelry Barn USA. That's jewelrybarnusa.com. Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Phone number 526-5557. That's 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. 20-0 in favor of Troy. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, let's look at the numbers. They are one-sided so far.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at Sydney with 100 total yards in the first half. That is, that's not a good quarter for them, yet alone a half. They ran the ball 11 times for 38 yards. Gordon was 7 of 15 for 62 yards. They had five first downs. They turned the ball over three times in the first half, and then you can add a plus one to that because they also had a blocked punt that stopped gave Troy great field position.
Yep.
On the other side, Troy ran it 31 times for 141 yards. They've only completed four passes, but it's for 120 yards, 261 total yards, 12 first downs. Did turn the ball over one time, but gave it right back. Sydney gave it right back to Troy after the interception.
Psychologically, Chuck, Sydney out of it. But we have seen many times games at all levels, all sports, turn after the halftime break. As Sydney needs a big shift to happen mentally as we begin playing the third quarter. Something positive, something in favor of the Yellow Jackets needs to occur to kind of sway the momentum, enabling Sydney to think they can get it done tonight against Troy. So far, no way.
Well, they need a big play because right now they have shown they cannot sustain a drive against this Trojan defense. And on the other side, Troy has moved the ball pretty well, which is not a total surprise because Sydney's defense not known to be real stiff. But 20 to nothing, I think that holding them to that field goal there still gives them a breath of a possibility of coming back. I mean, they can score in bunches, so
right. We'll
see how it goes in the second half. But they got to be in there right now. And the biggest thing I'm thinking that the Sydney coaching staff is doing is trying to pump these kids back up because
right. I
guarantee you those kids are shocked.
Oh, they're down. Have to be down. Obviously, Sydney has not faced a deficit like this all year long. Let's give credit where it's due. Troy's offensive line has been stellar. Drew Smith, Cameron Blockett, the guards, they're 262 and 270 respectively. Nathan Garber and Gage Forsyth at the tackles, they're 246 and 310 respectively. And the offensive center is Race Darrow. He is 5'8", 260. He's a senior. It's an experienced senior-laden offensive line,
right. And
it has been formidable tonight, chewing up Sydney's defensive front like no other offensive line has done all year long.
Well, Matt Burbacher, when he moved down to Troy from Fort Loramie, the smartest thing he ever did was talk Daddy into coming over and handling the defense.
Because
Charlie has been a defensive wizard for years and years at Tip City, and it's showing tonight for the Trojans.
Yep. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. We're about 16 minutes away from the start of the third quarter of this game. Dominated by Troy so far, 20 to nothing over Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors include Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Hanna on Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. These additional sponsors: Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Sydney Car Care offering fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your VA benefits. Call 937-498-7282, 498-7282. And in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi as well. And gratitude to Adams Tech Solutions and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. 20-0 Troy leads Sydney here at the half. Our halftime guest is Todd Taylor, 1990 graduate of Sydney High School, played on that 1989 Sydney football team, which went 9-4 on the year, 7-3 in the regular season, advancing all the way to the state semifinals in 89. Todd was senior class president, took part in choir, played baseball as well as football. He has enjoyed an outstanding career in professional sports, beginning with the Columbus Blue Jackets, then the Portland Trail Blazers, Milwaukee Brewers along the way, Texas Rangers in addition, and currently senior vice president, chief sales and marketing officer for Indiana Pacers Sports and Entertainment in Indianapolis. He got his first ever job after his degree at Ohio State in Minster, Ohio. He grew up, of course, here in Shelby County, and he talks about Sydney being a very special place.
Looking back on it, Sydney was a great place to grow up, I think. Now that we've had an opportunity with my family to move to several different larger cities, I think there's something very special about a tight-knit community. So growing up in Sydney is certainly part of my background and something that I continue to draw from today. I went to school at Ohio State. I worked full-time through college, and as I was trying to decide what to do with my life after college, I had a good friend of mine, Mark Wilson, actually still works at the company, but he let me know about a job at Safeway Packaging. At the time, it was a small sheet plant in Minster, Ohio. It's since grown to be a very, very big player in the corrugated packaging industry. But when Mark asked me if I was interested in being a salesperson for a box company, I had no idea what that really meant. So jumped in with a little bit of a leap of faith and learned that it's not cardboard boxes, it's corrugated packaging. So that was my first education.
Marvelous career in the world of professional sports. Before we get into that, talk about what's important today for young people to know and understand about their future. When do they need to start making those decisions? What must they consider? And what are the key ingredients to having a successful life?
Well, you know, I think probably I could tell you a story about how I got my first job in professional sports that would illustrate a lot of this. But, you know, at its core, we hire a lot of people that are right out of college, a lot of young folks entering the workforce. So the thing that we always tell them is you got to find a way to stand out and be a little bit different. I think education is extremely important. What it really does is prepares you for sort of the grind and the twists and turns that life will bring. So education is something I always recommend, but at the end of the day, it all comes down to effort. You know, you have to really put in the time. There are no shortcuts. I know we live in a society where it's easy to get information and access information. There's a lot of quickness now and a lack of patience, but at the end of the day, you have to be prepared for those opportunities when they come along. As I said, I worked at Safeway Packaging, and you get tons of advice from people when you're picking a career, and people told me that I should go into sales because I had a good personality for it. You could make a lot of money. You could really set your own hours. What I quickly learned is sales is hard. You know, I went into it, and again, I had good coaching, a friend of mine, Mark, that I mentioned, and what I really learned was it wasn't hard to get appointments, but it was really hard to convince people to give you their hard-earned money for your product.
There you go.
And, you know, that took really a year before I actually started to get good at sales, and while I started to improve in that as a career field, I wasn't necessarily excited about it. So I read this great story in the Columbus Dispatch about this NHL team that was going to be coming to town, and they were looking for employees. The article actually went on to say that they were getting 1,400 resumes per week for jobs that didn't exist. So, you know, this goes back to the advice that I give our group is, you know, I thought that would be a really cool opportunity, but I didn't go to school for sports. I didn't play hockey growing up. Obviously, growing up in Sydney, Ohio, you know, roadside park with broomball was about as close as you got to hockey.
Right, right. But
at the end of the day, you know, if you want something, you got to figure out a way to go get it. So yeah. I did some research. I found out that the team was going to be owned by a man named John McConnell. He started Worthington Steel out of the basement of his house with collateral from his 64 Oldsmobile, grew it into a Fortune 500 company, and there was going to be a executive of his that was going to run it from a business standpoint. His name was John Christie. So I went out and did some research and decided to do a self-marketing campaign. I went out and bought this thing called Nerf Battling Goalies. You'd sit across from each other. You'd shoot hockey pucks into each other's net. And I decided, not knowing any better, that I should send toys to these titans of business. So I went out and got this toy. I worked at a corrugated packaging company so I could design custom packaging. I sent one to John Christie, and I sent one to John McConnell in there. I just put Taylor, one of three, a little card that said Taylor, one of three, so they'd expect a couple more. And in there, I just said my goal is to join their team. At the bottom of John Christie's, I said, P.S., if you're looking for a game, call John McConnell. On Mr. McConnell's, I said, if you're looking for a game, call John Christie. So these CEOs, not used to getting toys in the mail, called each other. The next week, I sent a full-size hockey stick. And then finally, the third week, I sent a hockey puck with a quote from Wayne Gretzky. When Gretzky's asked why he's such a great scorer, he would always say, I skate to where the puck's going to be. And I just said that I wanted to be in Columbus when the puck dropped in October. So I had the opportunity to come in and meet with Mr. Christie, and he promptly told me that they were not hiring, and he promised to get me an interview with the president and GM when the president and GM was hired, and he was true to his word, and I became the first ticket salesperson hired for the Blue Jackets.
Wow, Columbus Blue Jackets is how your career in professional sports opened up.
Absolutely, and it was. You know, I grew up playing football and baseball, so I was more of a traditional sports, mm-hmm. So it was interesting, having gone to school at Ohio State and knowing that that's such a big football community, an opportunity to start a brand new franchise. I started when the arena began to be built, so I got to see an entire franchise from the ground up, including the building they played in. The experience was invaluable. But again, I go back to the advice for people looking to go out and do something.
Sure.
Had I not gone to the effort of putting together a self-marketing campaign and did some things that were outside the norm, I wouldn't have been recognized from those 1,400 people.
Right.
It doesn't make
right.
me any smarter necessarily than anybody else. I'm sure there were people that were much more qualified, but I was able to find a way to distinguish myself from the rest of people that were interested. So it's a competitive world out there. You got to find a way to stand out, and you got to use your own talents to make that happen.
Yeah, make yourself unique. You stood out in Sydney a couple years ago, inducted into the Hall of Honor. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You were an athlete at Sydney High School, outstanding academic institution, but athletics always very strong. You were on the 89 football team, the only Sydney High School football team to make the playoffs. Recollect that season. It was a marvelous one. 7-3 regular campaign, won two straight playoff games, earned a berth in the state semifinals.
It was amazing. And, you know, certainly with the team this year, there's a lot of excitement. So I hope that they come out and they make 89 sort of forgotten. It would be really, really great. I know that sounds bad that we would want to be forgotten, but nonetheless, I think it's about time, and this is certainly a wonderful team. I think, you know, when I look back on it, one of the most fond memories that I have is just what I mentioned. You know, growing up in a smaller town, it really pulls the entire community together. So I think that when you go through it, you don't realize it as much at the time, but when you have a chance to look back and reflect, it is really special for an entire community. You know, the parades that go along with it and the signs that are in the windows and people talking about it. So I hope that these players really enjoy that opportunity because they are doing something great for the community.
Mm-hmm. Todd Taylor, our guest here at the half of Sydney High School football. Todd, a graduate of Sydney High School, has enjoyed a terrific career in professional sports. As we've alluded, he was a member of that 1989 Sydney High School football team, which advanced to the playoffs and upset Cincinnati Harrison in the first round in overtime by a point.
That was really amazing. You know, I think we worked really hard to get into the playoffs after that 7-3 campaign that you mentioned. We got in there, and then all of a sudden it was like we had never played before. I know for me personally, it was one of my best worst games. I had a few catches and a good amount of yards receiving, but I also muffed two punts. I also had a long catch and run that I ended up fumbling inside the five right into Juan Ward's hands, and then he fumbled it too. So it was one of those really crazy things. But I think the hallmark of that 89 team was – that there wasn't a dominant star player. I think it was one of those things when you look back on team, it was truly a team. I think that if you go back and look at each one of those 10 regular season games and the three playoff games, you'll find a star performer where you didn't expect to find one in almost every single case.
Yeah. I'm going to tax your memory. Starting lineup for the club that season, what names come to the forefront of your mind?
Well, you know, it's going to be impossible, so I apologize in advance if I miss anybody, but, you know, certainly it's easy to remember the quarterback. Ironically, I ended up being a roommate of his in college, so Mike Gallimore. You know, we had a great running back, David Kayser, really, really good, talented Thomas Foster. You know, he ran the counter, so he was extremely quick. Dwan Ward was our tight end. The lineman, I'm probably not going to get the exact positions right, but I think we substitute a lot of guys in there. So, you know, Wiseman and Kelly and Dan Broderick and Scott Weaver, Sean Lasley, you know, let's see, Grant Mullen and Matt Parker, Jason Kennedy, those guys were there. I was the wide receiver, so we were pretty good on offense. Defense, I think that's where we probably set the tone. You know, and we had some really talented seniors there with Mark Elliott and Corby Lawson. They were sort of the heart and soul, Chad Spillers. And then, you know, Clayton Westerbeck, who was a year younger than us. Robin Southern, one of the fastest guys I've ever seen. And then, you know, we had two freshmen that actually ended up playing a lot for us at the end of the year, and Tyrone McGee and Marlon Burns. In fact, Marlon made probably the play of the game against Harrison. He intercepted a pass when they were going in to score, and that would have really made it almost impossible for us to come back. So, again, I apologize if I missed anybody there. It was a great team, and there were a lot of good guys on there that contributed.
Hey, you wore many hats on that team. You went both ways, offense and defense.
I did until, you know, our freshmen were able to step in there, and they played a lot. So toward the end of the year, we specialized a little bit more, and I did play offense and defense, and that was really, really a fun experience for me. So it was a really good time.
A current Sydney team here in 2017 rolling right along with a very good opportunity to make the postseason. What words of advice would you give the current Sydney Yellow Jackets about the 2017 campaign and this promising outlook?
Well, I think the first thing is, you know, don't change. Go into it. I know for us it was a lot of excitement. I remember it was the first time we'd ever played on turf. That's probably not the case for this current Sydney team. But,
right.
You know, I think we went to Welcome Stadium, I believe it was. And, you know, it was the first time we'd ever run on flat surface like that. So we were really kind of caught up in the moment of being in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And really, like anything in life, you know, the goal that you go get is not the end of it. It's really just the beginning. So making the playoffs is really just the start of the second season. So I think they need to stay together as a team. They need to not get caught too much up in the moment from it being like the second team to ever make the playoffs or undefeated team or whatever they ultimately end up being. They just need to stay within themselves, play as a team, and continue what brought them here.
You continue to observe sports at all levels, football included, NFL, college, high school. How's the game changed since you played in the 80s?
Well, it's really funny because when I went back for we had a football reunion, and Coach Fell was there, my head coach when I was in high school, and he said, I grew up in the wrong era. I think I had 40 catches for just under 1,000 yards as a senior. He said he had three guys that each have 50 catches already. So so they obviously throw the ball a little bit more. You know, I think I see it in every area, not just in the sports, but I think that kids today are so much more advanced because they've had so much more opportunity. You know, I think the readily accessible information related to whether that's education or whether it's athletics, they can find really great training and insight. And I think that the difference I see now, I have a 16-year-old son that plays baseball, is the access to coaching and just the development that these players have. And I know that there's a big talk about specialization or not specializing. A lot of kids specialize, and you can really see it because they have really honed their craft. And I think that what I see now is just the size and the strength and the speed of high school teams now almost remind me of what it was like for college teams when I was in high school.
Words of Todd Taylor, 1990 Sydney High School graduate, member of the 89 Sydney Yellow Jacket to advance to the state Final Four. Todd lives with his wife Jennifer and three children in Westfield, Indiana, just outside Indianapolis. Wife Jennifer, children are Keenan, 16, Bren, 14, Ian, 10, and Todd's parents, Mike and Donna, Graham High School grads here in Ohio, live in Sydney, right here in Shelby County. A sister, Jennifer, also lives in Sydney. So many thanks to Todd Taylor.
who is the Senior Vice President, Chief Sales and Marketing for the Indiana Pacers. He works for Pacers Sports and Entertainment in Indianapolis, and Todd has had a terrific career in professional sports, having gotten started with the Columbus Blue Jackets from 1998 to 2004. 20-0, our halftime score. Sydney trailing Troy. Yellow Jackets kicked off to start the third quarter. And the boot is in the hands of the Troy deep man at the 19. He fumbles it. He loses the football. And Troy amazingly gets the recovery at about the 28 or 9-yard line. The kickoff by Sydney hit the Troy deep man right in the chest, Chuck. I don't think he even got his hands on it.
No, it bounced right off of him. And I didn't catch the number, and I wouldn't say it anyway, but the young man from Sydney, instead of dropping on it, tried to pick it up, didn't pick it up, and Troy got the ball.
Good observation you just made. Boy, a possession right there for Sydney, and a quick score to start the third quarter would have really helped. Troy football inside the Trojan 30, first and 10, opening seconds, third quarter. Troy in front by a 20-0 count. And here is Colt Bishop, who's been the steady ball carrier all night long for Troy, being dealt the ball, and he jaunts ahead for two or three. 30-yard line, picked up 2.5, second down, a little more than 7 to go for a first down for Troy, which you can bet, Chuck, under head coach Matt Burbacher, will keep the ball on the ground as much as possible here in the second half, leading by 3 scores.
Well, they ran the ball 31 times in the first half, so I don't think that's going to change much.
Nope, that's been the bread and butter. Klopfenstein in motion. He blocks up front for Colt Bishop again, who jukes left and right and thrusts ahead over the 30, maybe the 34. Third and a couple for Troy. Big early play. Sydney needs to get his defense off the field right now. 1 minute gone, third quarter. Troy 20, Sydney nothing. Two receivers far left for the Trojans. Sydney with 6-7 men defensively up in the box. Long cadence by the quarterback Coleman, who moves Colt Bishop up alongside. Fakes the ball to him. Quick pass, left flat. It is completed by Troy at the 38-yard line.
He dropped it.
It's out of the receiver's hands. Good contact made by Sydney. Wow.
Caleb Harris.
What a hit.
Away.
Oh, what a hit. Timed it nicely, didn't he, Chuck?
Yeah, because I thought it was a first down, too, and he put a hand in there, knocked it away.
Very good job by Caleb Harris. That was pass defense extraordinaire in the flat. Quick throw. Harris didn't give an inch, and he clawed that ball away from the receiver. And now Troy's got to punt. Very high short kick sailing over the 50. And out of bounds on the angle in the air around the 45-yard line. That's where Sydney will start. First down, 10 yards to go. Minute and a half gone in the third quarter of this game. And Sydney with, by far, Chuck, its best field position after an exchange of the ball all night.
Yeah, I mean, they got a chance to actually get the ball into Troy territory. They haven't been there yet.
Nope. 20-0 Troy. Sydney held Troy to a late field goal at the end of the second period. And as Chuck remarked, that kept it a 3-score game. Had Troy gotten 7 to close the first half, this would be a 24-0 game. And that lead would be much more significant. Andre Gordon fakes the inside handoff to Bowser. And Gordon swivels around left end. A couple dipsy-do moves. He does every shake and bake movement he can make to squirm for 4 yards. And here's a little delay, a sprint draw to Bowser, and this time Bowser's got an opening. And he surges right through it across the 50, 45 of Troy, pounds down inside the 40 to the 38, and Sydney's got some momentum.
A little counter that time, misdirection coming back into the seam, and it worked well.
And here's Gordon with a pass in the right flat. Yes, it's caught. Good run after catch. The play goes for a dozen, maybe 15, down inside the 25-yard line of Troy to the 24. I thought it was Darren Taborn who snagged that ball, Chuck. I think it was four.
It was.
Good play as Gordon hit Taborn out in front of him. Inside handoff, Bowser on first and 10 from the 24, no gain. He is met with a charge from white shirts of the Troy Trojans defensive interior. Shane Shoup in there on the stop for Troy. Second and 10, Sydney, 24-yard line of the Trojans. Boy, you get the feeling Gordon will have to throw. He does. He's in the pocket. Wings one, left sideline, broken up by the Trojans at the 19. Third and 10 for Sydney. Lathan Jones, a 6'1 sophomore, was in the area, but Troy played that pretty snug in the left flat, defensed it nicely. Third and 10, Sydney. 9:29 to go, third quarter. Ball inside the 25 of Troy, which has some movement up front. Maybe encroached, 5-yard penalty. That'll make the job for Sydney a little bit easier on third down. The ball advanced forward to the 19.
It makes it so they can now run the ball on third down. They don't have to throw it.
And maybe run it twice on third and fourth.
That gives them that opportunity to do that.
Yep. Have to get a little bit here on third down. Can't be stalemated at the line of scrimmage for nothing. Need an offensive line forward thrust. Hand off to Bowser, right tackle. That forward thrust by the offensive line isn't there. Bowser is met chest to chest and falls forward for one. A measly yard, that's it. Fourth and four, Sydney, from the 17 or 18-yard line of Troy. Sydney quickly to the line of scrimmage. Scoreboard got out adjust from third down to fourth down. Fourth and four, Yellow Jackets. Huge play early third quarter. Deep drop by Gordon. He's hemmed in. Breaks three tackles. A fourth one miraculously gets rid of the ball to Bowser in the left flat. Fine catch. Good run to the 10, the 9. He's out of bounds.
That was Gordon at his best.
How did Andre get it done?
That was impressive.
Miraculous play by Andre. He literally, Chuck, extricated himself from, what, four tackles?
Yeah, that was impressive. And then found Bowser out there.
Slippery play by Andre Gordon to keep that play alive. That was terrific. Goal to go, Sydney. Gordon rolls right. Hand off to Bowser. He's submarined at the 12. Penetration by Troy has been there all night.
Well, the offensive line is just not helping the running back out tonight.
Nope. Ball between the hash marks, middle of the field, second down, goal for Sydney. 3.5 minutes gone, third quarter, 20-0 Troy. Imperative, Sydney gets a touchdown at the end of this drive. Two receivers far right, fake to Bowser, Gordon rolls back to the left. Middle of the field, receiver open deep in the end zone. Yes, it's a touchdown for Sydney. What a throw by Gordon. He faked the ball to Bowser, who ran around right in without the football. Then Gordon pivoted, looked back to the left, and he threw a bullet several yards deep in the end zone. Fine reception on the ground. Not sure if it was Keith Lee, number 8, I think it was. That was the first indication up here in the press box. Gordon threw it where nobody could touch it, but the receiver for Sydney, that was a bullet knee high. Touchdown, Yellow Jackets. Extra point try by Hallie Truesdale, the ladies soccer player who's been successful in nearly every PAT this year as she approaches the 40 mark in kicks. She knocks it perfectly between the uprights, and Sydney starts the third quarter with designs on making this a ball game. 20-7 Troy, just short of 4 minutes gone in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Sydney's offense displaying a lot more confidence here at the outset of the second half, producing a quick seven to make it a 20-7 contest. Here's the return of the kickoff by Troy, laterally across the field from east to west. A fine bring back, a wave of blockers. Look out! The man's on the loose at the 50. Escorted down the near sideline all the way to the end zone. It's a touchdown, Troy. Touchdown, Trojans. No markers on the field. Blake Burton for Troy. I think it was a 75-yard return.
75-yard touchdown, yes, sir.
Wow. It was caught beyond the hash mark, far side of the field, near the numbers. Burton took it to the near side. Might have broken a tackle at his 30. Got behind a wall of blockers. A seam developed near sideline, and he was escorted all the way to the end zone, Chuck, but several white shirts. Sydney didn't get near him.
I think maybe one person might have touched him, but when he got to the side over here, at the 50-yard line, he was gone. There was nobody going to catch him.
Spectacular return of the kickoff by the Trojans, who bolted back on top by a 26-7 count. And whatever momentum Sydney had established with that early third quarter score has gone right down into the dumper that fast. Extra point try by Siler, spirals toward the uprights, and it's inside the right one. It's good. 7:54 to go, third quarter, 27-7, Troy over Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
That was a backbreaker right there.
Yep. A big-time backbreaker. Sydney Yellow Jackets had gotten a score, a touchdown, on fine play by Andre Gordon, Isaiah Bowser, the offensive line, and the receiving corps. Sydney had produced 7 points to start the second half to whittle Troy's lead from 20-0 to 20-7, and then in one play, a kickoff return, Troy wipes out Sydney 7, and the difference is back to 20. Troy kicking off. Let's see who Sydney has deep. Four men inside the 20, one of whom is Isaiah Bowser. Trojans nub this one outside the hash marks, far side of the field. Sydney gets it on one bounce at the 31. And tracks the return out to the 35 or 36. Troy wisely made sure one of the deep men for Sydney, including Bowser, did not have a chance to touch the ball.
Well, Taborn got it. And Taborn can be electric, but when you kick it that short and he has to take it off the ground, he's not going to get the momentum going like if you kick it deep.
Cluster of Trojans were on him in a jiffy. Sydney starts first and 10 from its own 35. 7 minutes, 51 seconds remaining, third quarter of play. Troy 27, Sydney 7. Andre Gordon, who was spectacular in Sydney's first possession of the second half, takes the snap and slips a ball to Bowser in the left flat. He catches a few yards behind the line of scrimmage and rips up the near sideline, spilled at the 39. He got four. Second down and 6. Shoup raced over for Troy to make the tackle on Bowser, who simply has not been able to get free running the ball, as Troy's defensive front has owned this game. Here's a lot of movement by Sydney, 5-yard pre-snap penalty. About how many yards, Chuck, did we say Bowser had through the first two quarters on the ground?
He couldn't. I don't think he got to 50.
Unofficially less than.
I don't think he got to 50.
He got to 51 on 26 carries in last year's 31-6 Troy win over Sydney. Troy, the only defensive team in 2 years to keep Bowser under 100. Three receivers to the right on second and 11 for Sydney. Here is Andre Gordon shooting a ball up the field. Far numbers at the 45, off the fingertips of the receiver. Troy nearly made the intercept on the rebound. It'll be third and 11 for Sydney. Again, that's another forward pass. Sydney got hands on, didn't catch.
Yeah, they're not helping him out much.
No, that's at least four, maybe five. Sydney could have caught but did not in this game. Three receivers to the right, possession down for Sydney. Third and 11 from the Jackets, 34. 5 minutes gone in the third quarter. Troy ahead 27-7. Short drop, but Gordon out pattern near sideline. Completion made, but it's only good for several yards to the 40. Five shy of a first down.
With a heck of a catch, but it really didn't accomplish much.
Oh, yeah, Kelton Stockton made a dandy reception. What a haul in by him. And Sydney, with nothing to lose, lines up to go for it on fourth and five from the 40. Gordon rolls right, way back behind the line of scrimmage, on the run, hits a receiver, in his hands and out. Sydney catches, though, on the rebound, down at the 35. Tackle made at the 34, and here's a big-time flag. Maybe targeting on the hit, but Troy looked like a high blow, labeling the Sydney receiver. That was a fortuitous play for Sydney, to say the least. Yellow Jackets had a ball in the hands of the intended receiver at the 40. It bounced free, and then Sydney on the ping pong off the shoulder pad of the first Sydney receiver caught it. A second Sydney receiver downfield 10 yards.
That was Harris. Caleb Harris made the catch.
Harris reeled it in, and then he was smacked head high. Looked like a helmet-to-chin blow by Troy. Major penalty tacked on, and as a result, Sydney starts at the 19 of Troy. Handoff to Bowser, offensive backfield. Oh, fantastic penetration by Troy, which nestles him to the turf for a minus three.
That's got to be a frustrated young man right now. He's not used to this. I mean, most teams don't hold him under 200 yards.
No, offensive line for Sydney has been whipped. 6 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Two receivers to the right on second and 13 for Sydney outside the Troy 20. Yellow Jackets need to score. Fake sweep to Bowser. Gordon runs up the middle, upended at the 21. Little deception there by the Yellow Jackets. Oh, we have another late flag thrown up in the air at the side of the tackle, and I think it's on Troy again.
Wow.
Which may have stuck Gordon with a late hit while he was on the ground.
Well, the young man's coming out of the game, and he has three coaches in his face. So.
Yes. Uh-huh. And the referees consult a Troy captain of the defense on the field. 42 on the defense, half the distance of the goal. And the football will be marked for play outside the 10 at the 11. I don't believe it carries an automatic first down.
There's no automatic first down.
No, so it's going to be...
It's going to be third and about a yard and a half.
Third and a yard and a half. Sydney still needs to generate a couple yards to get a first down. It's Bowser, doesn't go off right tackle. Instead, he stutter steps, takes it back to the left. He hammers for those 2 yards at the 9. He's got the first down by a couple of feet. No measurement ensues. Goal to go, Sydney. I think, yep, scoreboard reads first and 8. And here is a sweep to the right by the Yellow Jackets. And Troy strings it out. No real estate left. Tackle at the 10. Was that Gordon who held onto the football, Chuck?
Yep, they just tried to sweep him out there. And I tell you, he's having trouble, and I'm amazed. He's having trouble getting to the edge.
Goal to go back at the 10 now for Sydney. Gordon in the pocket, fade pattern, right corner of the end zone, and it is lobbed too long. That play really didn't have much of a chance when Gordon uncorked it because three Troy defenders were gliding with Rotez Roberts toward the pylon, right corner of the end zone. And it's third and goal for Sidney. Troy, 10-yard line. Clock stopped, 5:11 left in the third quarter. Troy leads 27-7. Well, you know Bilzer will be spied on. You know two linebackers will be running down Gordon, as they are. He's back at the 20. He runs to the near sideline. He's flushed to the boundary, makes a belated throw toward the end zone, intercepted at the one-yard line by Troy. And out of bounds at about the 2, and the Trojans take over. Andre Gordon, an ill-advised, very late delivery. It was a tardy throw, and no one was home for Sidney. He threw it right to a Troy defender as the Trojans had that play covered behind the line, pursuing Gordon, and all of the receivers were blanketed.
Well, he's trying to make a play, and that's he's an athlete. That's what athletes try to do, but, yeah, that was ill-advised. There was no way that was getting through.
Inside the 2-yard line, Trojans start first and 10 with 5 minutes left in the third quarter.
And then right from the beginning, Troy was chasing him down from the snap.
Right. Trojans run it from 4 yards deep in the end zone. It is Colt Bishop. He barely makes it out of the yellow-painted end zone. He got to the 1. That was the original line of scrimmage, 2nd and 10, Troy.
That was a deep handoff into a slow-developing handoff in the end zone.
That sure was. Well, Sidney would love to forge a safety here. Better yet, maybe a turnover and a fumble recovery in the end zone. Colt Bishop is 7 yards deep in the end zone. Of course, Coleman is 5 yards deep in the end zone on 2nd down and better than 10 to go from the 1. It's Colt Bishop. Oh, he breaks through a huge hole over right tackle. He's in the secondary. He might go 99. Colt Bishop for Troy will take it all the way to the house. Sidney had 11 in the box, and Colt Bishop went off right tackle. He sliced between his guard and tackle. No one defending there for Sidney. All 11 were up front within 2 yards of the line of scrimmage, and Colt Bishop blitzed, unmolested, 99 for the score.
Wow, this is a shocker. This is one of those where at the end of the game, you take the game film, throw it in the trash, and you go back out there and start getting ready for Butler next week.
33-7, Troy. Oh, what a play by the Trojans. Execution up front to perfection. Again, Sidney sold out, trying to stop that play at the line of scrimmage. And the Trojan lineman, right tackle, right guard, parted the sea. It was wide open. A huge hole developed. And Colt Bishop stepped across the line of scrimmage, Chuck, and you could see right away at the 3 or 4 yard line.
He was gone.
He was probably gone.
Yep.
And the only thing that was going to prevent him from scoring was maybe tripping over his own feet.
If he got to the 50 and they painted it a little too thick.
Extra point by Seiler is nailed right through the uprights, and it's 34-7 Trojans. 4 minutes left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number 1, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get 5 delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Wachuk here at Sidney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Just over 4 to play in the third quarter. Sidney being clobbered by Troy, 34-7 after that 99-yard touchdown run by Colt Bishop of the Troy Trojans. Kickoff muffed by Sidney inside the 10, picked up at the 6, run back short of the 15. The hit made by the Trojans, falling forward, the return man for Sidney to the 16-yard line. Taborn got it that far. That was it. Boy, Sydney's coverage, or I should say Troy's coverage all night, has been splendid.
We are one score, one touchdown away from this being a running clock.
Yep.
Who never would have thought this was going to happen.
Nobody in the world would have forecasted this.
Not even Troy.
Anna is leading Parkway. I think it was 28-0 at halftime. Anna 28, Parkway nothing. Gordon back at his 10 to throw, flushed out of the pocket once more, and throws back against the grain up at the 28, and Troy manages to claw the ball away from the receiver out of his hands, incomplete. Intended for Jones of the Yellow Jackets. Good coverage by Troy, which fought the ball free. It fell harmlessly to the turf.
What a well-coached defensive team this is. Uh-huh. There are no weaknesses out there.
None. 34-7, Troy. Sydney with a second and 10 across the Yellow Jackets 15. Deep drop by Gordon. And he's got a little hole created for him up front. He decides to run through it. And he hustles out over the 20, near sideline, out of bounds at the 21. He got about four, setting up a third and six or seven for the Yellow Jackets. Clock stopped, 3:45 left in the third quarter. And Troy now is backing up its corners and safeties. A good 15 to 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage with the snap from center. Zone coverage, crossing route, ball thrown beyond the line of scrimmage, reception, Sydney at the 26, broken tackle, another broken tackle, good run across the 45-40, all the way to the 50. What a job by Darren Taborn. That time, Chuck, the zone defensive coverage was porous enough. Troy didn't rally to the ball, gave Taborn the opportunity to make some moves. And he skipped downfield. Beautiful run after catch. Sydney over at the Troy 40. And here's the counter back to the near side to Bowser. Got some running room for once. Stays on his feet. Eludes a man at the 35, 30. And he tramples his way down inside the 25 before being sat on at the 21 or 22. Best run of the night by Bowser, who almost went down twice. 3:25 left in the third. 34-7 Troy. And the Trojans have a player down at the 31, perhaps suffering from cramps. Giving us the opportunity to talk about one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972, the most valuable insurance agency in the area. For multiple years now, judged to be the most valued in newspaper surveys by residents of West Central Ohio. Located at 9040 North County Road 25A, north edge of Sydney, Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, and Ohio Mutual, to name just a few. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857, 492-1857. 3:25 left in the third, 34-7, Troy over Sydney. Last year, it was a 31-6. Troy win over Sydney. Similar score right now. Who would have thought this could have happened? Although we set the stage in our pregame, Chuck, noting how well Troy has been playing, especially defensively. And the Trojans have stopped Sydney cold tonight. Yellow Jackets did produce a touchdown early on third quarter, but the yards have been very tough to come by. Two receivers to the right. Gordon looks middle of the field. He journeys out of the pocket, beyond the numbers, far side of the field. Again, throws back against the flow, middle of the gridiron, 7-yard line, off a receiver's hands, incomplete. Second down and 10 coming up for Sydney.
They have thrown the ball 28 times now here, and we're in the third quarter.
And again, a Sydney receiver had hands on the football.
Yeah, I think that was a good defensive play. The defender got a hand on it and knocked it down.
Gordon had to throw it in a rush. Handoff, offensive backfield to Bowser. And the stubborn Troy defense manages to push him down at the 20-yard line, a pickup of two. Third down, eight for Sydney. 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Troy up 34-7. Trips to the right for Gordon, who looks that way. Fires toward the end zone. It is a little strong, 2 yards deep in the end zone. Had a receiver, Caleb Harris, angling from the five toward the pylon. Ball sailed out of bounds through the end zone, incomplete. Fourth and eight, Sydney, 20-yard line of Troy. Is this a do-or-die play coming up? Does Sydney have to convert in order to still have a chance to come back?
Absolutely. I mean, they're already down 27. If they don't, Troy's going to run off a lot of clock if they don't, and they're still down 27 points.
Same formation as before. Trips to the right for Andre Gordon. Bowser alongside. Play clock at 18-17. Snap to Gordon. Here comes pressure from Troy. Thrown by Gordon. A strike middle of the field. Caught at the 8-yard line. And ripping into the end zone. Receiver for a touchdown. Wow. Just like against Piqua. From virtually the same spot in the field, Chuck. Fourth down. And it's Gordon throwing a beautiful pass into the teeth of the defense. Caught. Good run after catch. Score for Sydney. Not only was the first down picked up, it was a TD all the way to the end zone, and it's 34-13. Extra point try by Hallie Truesdale is on the mark. Sydney tries to hang around. 20-point lead, Troy, 34-14. 2.5 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Chuck, you said it was a do-or-die play in order for Sydney to have a small chance of rallying from behind to win this game in the fourth quarter. Sydney had to convert on that big fourth down in Troy's end of the field down in the red zone, and the Yellow Jackets did in a big way.
Well, they're in a position that they do not want to be in, and that's where their defense is going to have to win this football game for them if they have any kind of a chance. And so far this season, their defense, except in the West Carrollton game, has been like a sieve.
A perfect throw by Andre Gordon to Caleb Harris on the touchdown pass.
Ran a slant, and I'll tell you what, he hit him perfectly in stride.
Yep. We have an onside kick by Sydney, and Troy pounces on it at the 48-yard line. First and 10 Trojans.
Kieran Williams has went ahead, brought that to his chest, and dropped to the ground.
Yep, Sydney needed one unusual hop to happen at the Troy man's feet. It didn't. It was a bounce that took off from the turf a few yards out in front of him, and it was an easy play to make on the rebound off the surface. So Troy starts shy of the 50, first and 10, 2:29 left in the third quarter, 34-14, Troy over Sydney. Sam Coleman, quarterback, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, adjusts Colt Bishop into a spot 3 yards behind him now. The tight end Kloffenstein in motion, handoff Colt Bishop. And Bishop Bram rods his way across the 50 to the 46.
He does such a nice job of hesitating just enough to find out where the crack is. And even if he's only going to get a few yards, he's been getting four on most of them on plays that should be stopped at the line of scrimmage.
And Kloffenstein, the tight end, will sometimes go in motion and lead the play through the hole. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Second down six after the run by Colt Bishop of four. Two receivers left. Snap to Coleman. Colt Bishop again. Right guard, no, right tackle. Oh, he's got some running room. He springs it to the outside, toppled inside the 40 into the Sidney bench at the 38. He garners about 7 and has the first down. Good awareness shown by Colt Bishop. Opening wasn't there on the interior, and he sprung it to the outside.
He's only a junior. And I'll tell you what, he's impressive.
He made a good chunk of change, a new 4 for the Trojans who move the sticks. First down, 38 of Sidney. Minute 44 to go, third quarter. Man in motion, Colt Bishop, though, gets the nod right up the gut. He pounds for 2. 36 or 7 of Sidney. Minute and a half to go in the third. 34 to 14, Troy. And you can bet the Trojans are going to run the football some more. Seconds tick off the clock. We near a minute left in the third quarter. Two receivers left. Kloffenstein slot left. Second and 9. Coleman to Colt Bishop, who circles wide. He is caught behind the line of scrimmage at the 41 or 42. Is that Devin Rogers?
Rogers got him first, slowed him down, and then they made the play on the corner.
Rogers nearly made the finish. Halted the progress of Colt Bishop. Excellent penetration by Rogers as the ball carrier is saddled with a loss. And it's going to be 3rd and 12 for the Trojans at the Sidney 40-yard line. No gain here, and Troy would likely punt the football. Half minute left in the third period. Two receivers to the right for Coleman. Be wary of the screen pass if you're Sidney. Kloffenstein in motion. Ball dealt to Colt Bishop. He's way back behind the line of scrimmage with 7 yards. There's a penalty holding on the Trojans. Colt Bishop tries to get the corner turned. Gets back to the 40. No more. Now, if you're Sidney, Chuck, do you push Troy back, give him third down all over again? Or do you say, hey, no penalty?
You take it.
You're going to be hit with a 4th and 10.
All right. No, you take it.
Sidney trying to enhance its field position, does accept the penalty. Trojans are backed up to their own 46 with 8 seconds to go in the third quarter. Northmont was leading Centerville in a...
It's 21-14 now. They were up 21-0. Now it's 21-14 in the fourth.
Anna up 28-0 over Parkway in the third. And you saw the score earlier. Lehman was well ahead of Upper Souda Valley.
55-0, I think.
That game being played on the road in McGuffey. So it's third down and about 26 to go for a first down for Troy on their own 46. They get the third down again, but they had to retreat 15 yards. Snap to Coleman, who runs the quarterback draw right up the middle. Ooh, he might have shaken loose for a bigger gain had he not been caught across the 50. He picked up several. That was it.
That was Caleb Harris, and I'll tell you what, he probably saved a first down.
Oh, shoestring tackle by Caleb Harris at the 49.
We've been talking about that young man a lot for Sidney.
Yes.
Both sides of the ball.
And a timeout, no, third quarter ends as Jack goes to sleep. Third quarter comes to a close. It'll be a punting situation for Troy from midfield, easy for me to say, when we start the fourth quarter. With Troy leading 34-14 over Sidney on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers. owners of AAG, American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
Well, Troy punts the football to start the fourth quarter. It's a lofty one, and it's not real deep. Troy comes downfield in a hurry. Sydney can't run up and make the fair catch. The ball hits at the 17, and look at that roll, Chuck. Just what the Trojans wanted. Sydney backed up inside its five.
Well, that should have been caught. He called for the fair catch and then stepped aside. He was in some traffic, but that cost him about 15, 16 yards.
Yep. There were players around from Troy, but, boy, that's when you've got to focus, and make that fair catch. You're right. Yellow Jackets are hemmed in now. 11:47 left in the game, 34-14 Troy. Sydney will have to work from its end zone. Andre Gordon is right between the D and the N in the word Sydney in that yellow painted end zone. Gordon now 7 yards deep in the end zone is running for his life back there. He dropped the football on the goal line. Troy's got it for the recovery. I think maybe Shane Shoup bounced on it. Touchdown, Trojans. Oh, Andre Gordon was skipping around in the end zone, 6-7 yards deep, did scramble back to the goal line, maybe got over it by half yard. The ball was pried loose, and it was fallen on by Shane Shoup, a half yard deep in the end zone, touchdown Trojans, and that just about salts this game away.
No doubt about it. Andre tried to make a play, tried to make something happen, and unfortunately dropped the ball.
40-14, Troy. Boy, the Trojans have scored about every which way possible in this game.
Well, kickoff return, fumble in the recovery in the end zone.
We got whistles and flags before the PAT try. The deficit now 26 facing Sydney. Got a 5-yard motion call here against the Trojans. Now, that play right there, Chuck, exemplifies how good the Trojans' defense has been all night long.
It has, and the only thing that really accomplished is that it's not going to be as hard to get out of the parking lot at the end of the game.
Extra point try by Seiler coming now from the 15 as opposed to the 10. We are 21 seconds into the fourth quarter. Snap from center a little high, ball placed down. Kick nearly blocked. Kick is away, though. Yes, it's good. 41-7, Troy. 11:39 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
That grand reopening at Goffney Furniture has provided you with a line of new inventory. Goffney Furniture, outstanding high-quality furniture, priced just right to meet your budget's needs. Go to Goffney for outstanding furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, bedrooms, kitchens, you name it. Goffney's got it, priced right, and the quality is excellent. Goffney Furniture, Route 47, west of I-75. That's West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. GoffneyFurniture.com. Go to the website for more savings. Take advantage of the coupon there at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. And use, free of charge, the room design planning service at Goffney Furniture. 5-star delivery. Outstanding all the way around at Goffney Furniture, your complete furniture store. Take advantage of the grand reopening and new inventory at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, West Michigan Avenue. Kickoff by Troy, covered up well again by the Trojans. Short kick, denying Sydney any chance of a big return. Yellow Jackets start first and 10 from their own 40-yard line. Inside handoff, and the ball carrier, Bowser, is submarined after picking up two.
It is just impossible to find a weak link, at least in this game tonight, in the Trojans. They have been impressive in every phase of this football game.
The Trojans gave up four touchdowns early in the year to Bell Fountain, were smashed by Trotwood, which reeled off 48 points in the opener. But since then, Troy's defense has gotten better and better and better and is superb right now. We knew coming in that Troy's defense was the best by far Sydney had seen all year long, and it has performed as advertised. Sydney now confronts a third and four from the Yellow Jacket 46 with 1 minute gone here in the third quarter. Another GWOC score, Chuck, I think I saw on the board, was Tippecanoe 47, Greenville nothing.
Yeah, that's a thumping. And they played in that beautiful stadium over in Greenville, too.
Here is Andre Gordon. Faked the pitch the first time to Bowser, then delivered it to him eventually with a more overhanded throw behind the line of scrimmage. And Bowser squirted forward for about three or four, close to the first down stake at the 49. It's fourth and one, Sydney, just shy of midfield. Here is Andre Gordon giving to Bowser, and he hammers over right guard to the 47 of Troy. First and 10 for the Yellow Jackets. 90 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter of this game. Sydney on the road next week at Vandalia Butler. Yellow Jackets conclude the season with two straight on the road, Butler and Greenville. Here's a long sideline pattern. It's a fly pattern, a wheel route. Rotez Roberts well down inside the 20. Can't catch up to it. Single coverage. Gordon really heaved that one a long way.
Well, my guess would be that the Pickwick coaches are probably here tonight since they played Butler last night.
Right.
And I don't think any of them are going to sleep very well tonight.
Troy is home with Greenville next Friday night. Home with Pickwick to close the regular season on October 27th. Meanwhile, Sydney has got Vandalia Butler and Greenville the next 2 weeks. Here's a flat pattern. Ball thrown by Gordon high, off the mark, no good at the 43 of Troy. Third and 10 Yellow Jackets, 48-yard line of the Trojans. 10:17 to go in the game. 41-14 Troy. Two receivers near side for the Yellow Jackets. No trips to the near side, including Rotez Roberts, who's flanked about 15. Gordon in the pocket. Wants to scramble out of trouble. Gets to the hash mark near side. Now the numbers. Cuts it back against the grain. He's got the first down. Eludes a man another. Breaks a tackle and slides to the 27. He gained 21 yards and ran about 45 or 50. And a Troy player shaken up with a cramp at the 42. Action delayed. 10:03 left here in this game. And the Trojans lead it by a score of 41-14. Chuck gives us an opportunity to run down completely our underwriting sponsors, including the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. We will make your ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, along with the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Shout-outs to them, too. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens provided by Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. And Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions also in Anna. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282, 498-7282, or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. Also thanks to Frisch's. Frisch's in Sydney and Troy and Tip City. Frisch's, what is your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Goffney Furniture, about which we've been talking all night long. Go to the website for more savings, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food's not in between, it's out of this world. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. And these anchor underwriting sponsors, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, along with the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Chuck, let's take a full minute break and hear from one of our underwriting sponsors. 10 minutes left in the game. Troy 41, Sydney 14. A shaken up Troy player being attended to at the moment here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S-USA.com.
It's the longest I've ever seen anybody get a cramp worked on in a football game.
Yep, sometimes those cramps.
Oh, they hurt.
Oh, yeah.
So
they,
you get them off the field. It's nothing life-threatening, and then you go ahead and work it on the sideline. You don't spend 20 minutes on the field in the fourth quarter.
About three or four weekends ago, Chuck, after officiating all day long on Sunday, I woke up in the middle of the night at 4 a.m., as Sydney rolls right, Andre Gordon way back behind the line of scrimmage at the 40-yard line, lobs the ball to the goal line. It's a jump. It pops up in the air, incomplete. Two Troy defenders and a Sydney receiver, Keith Lee, down there. Second down, 10 for Sydney inside the Troy 30. I had cramps at 5 a.m. in both hammies simultaneously, same time.
I'm not saying it doesn't really, really hurt.
Here is Gordon rolling. No, it's a handoff. Inside running play. Bowser breaks the tackle, skips to the outside, and he journeys to the far sideline, flushed off the field of play at the 23. Isaiah Bowser has had to work ever so hard for every inch he's gotten tonight. Troy's defense has been smothering. Bowser managed five on that play. Third and five, Sydney. 23-yard line of Troy, 41-14 Trojans lead, 9:41 to go in the fourth quarter. Troy has dominated this game from the start to this point. Here's a pass beyond the hash mark, far side of the field. Sydney catches at the 16, then fumbles and recovers. Or is it belatedly ruled incomplete?
No, I think he called him down. What happened was that was going to be a hook and ladder. Bowser was coming up the side, and he was going to pitch it to him, and the Troy kid knocked the ball down out of his hands, and he fell on it. So he was stopped. That was the correct call. But, yeah, they were running a hook and ladder right there.
Right on the money, Chuck. Very good observation. Sydney did recover it. Here's Isaiah Bowser, left guard, breaks a tackle, breaks another, stays on his feet, and hammers all the way to about the 7. He's got another first down. As he reeled off 11 quick ones, first and goal, Sydney, trailing 41-14, 9:18 left in the fourth quarter. It is Bowser again. Sprint draw. No room off tackle. Takes it wide. Puts his head down and churns to the four, the three, maybe the two. Troy Trojans have been tackling well all night long. Andre Gordon has been elusive on a few plays. Other than that, Troy hasn't missed much defensively. Here's Isaiah Bowser backpedaling as he's turned around at the point of attack, and down he goes at the three-yard line. Trojans defense has been, been fantastic.
It has been. I mean, this is an outstanding offensive football team.
Yes.
And they have made them work for everything they've gotten.
Exactly. Here's Andre Gordon dancing in the pocket. A late delivery over the middle. Caught. Touchdown. 6 yards deep in the end zone. Nicely done. Andre had his eye on a man who was eventually going to cut free. And it looked like it was Caleb Harris. Yep. Caleb knifed through the end zone between two cornerbacks. He hung out at the goal line for maybe 1,000, 1,002, then angled into the end zone. And Gordon spotted him, nailed him on the run. So some good runs by Bowser. Fine strike thrown by Gordon to Caleb Harris. And with 8:21 left in the fourth quarter, it is 41-21 as Hallie Truesdale adds the extra point. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
8 minutes and 21 seconds left here in the fourth period. Troy with a 20-point lead over Sydney. Interesting developments elsewhere in the GWOC, not in the North, Chuck, except for this game, which is interesting. The margin of difference is far more than anyone would have thought. We believe Troy would give Sydney an excellent game. Didn't anticipate this being a three-touchdown differential, but we noticed that Northmont defeated Centerville. Was that a final, Chuck?
21-14 is the final.
After Centerville beat Wayne, and after Wayne beat Northmont, Northmont beat Centerville. You just never know.
And one of the only college score they're flashing up there, Clemson came back and tied the game against Syracuse, and then Syracuse just scored. It's 24-17 Syracuse in the third quarter.
Wow. Mm. Well, timeout has been called before the ensuing Sydney kickoff, and you can bet the Troy Trojans are guarding themselves, prepping for another onside
kick.
Well,
yeah, I didn't understand the way they were set up because they were spread out just like a regular kickoff return, and all of a sudden Matt Burbacher ran out there, called a timeout. I think you're going to see a little different alignment now.
Again, I want to thank Todd Taylor so much. He was our halftime interview. I spent Wednesday morning with Todd at the Indiana Pacers in Indianapolis, where Todd is a senior vice president for chief sales and marketing for Pacers Sports and Entertainment. And he's been there for several years, since 2011 now. And Todd was our halftime guest, played on the 89 Sydney team, which went to the playoffs and advanced to the state Final Four, played in the Ohio semifinals, did Sydney in 89. Todd graduated from Sydney in 1990. He was the senior class president, by the way, and went on to Ohio State, got a degree. His first job after Ohio State was in Minster at a packaging firm, and then his career took off. First job in professional sports was with the Columbus Blue Jackets. That from 1998 to 2004. Then was with the Portland Trailblazers for several years. Then VP for the Milwaukee Brewers. And currently, then the Texas Rangers in 2010 and 11. And since then, senior VP, chief sales and marketing, Indiana Pacers. So, Todd, thank you very much. Enjoyed the talk with you. We'll play that back again during a future Sydney game, either next week or in the playoffs. Todd's parents live right here in Sydney. Mike and Donna live in Sydney and Shelby County, as does sister Jennifer. Todd's wife is a Jennifer as well, three children. A son, Keenan, 16, daughter, Bryn, 14, son, Ian, 10. But Troy recovered the onside kick tried by Sydney at the 48-yard line. And after a couple running plays, the Trojans have a third and two from the Sydney 44, 7:22 left here in the fourth quarter. What Sydney needs right now, Chuck, is a fumble recovery run in 60 yards for a touchdown.
That wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. A lot of movement up front. Did Sydney encroach? Yep. It's a free 5 yards and a first down on a silver platter to Troy. Trojans have it at the Sydney 39 now as we near the 7-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Again, next week, Sydney is at Vandalia Butler. Troy, meanwhile, concludes the year with its last two at home, playing Greenville and Piqua. Two receivers far right for Coleman and company. On first down, Troy, Sydney 39. It is Colt Bishop, nowhere to go over right guard. He tries to circle out wide, can't do it. He's hog-tied and dropped at the 38. Might have gotten one, second down, 9 for the Troy Trojans. Brilliant performance tonight by Troy. I knew Sydney was going to have its hands full. I did not expect this lopsided a game. I don't think anybody did.
No, but I'll be back in Piqua tonight. And when I walk into Mulligan's, there's going to be a lot of people shocked when I tell them what the score was.
Uh-huh. Didn't Matt Burbacher in the pregame conversation sounded
very, very confident.
He sure did. He was really tickled about the progress of his team through 7 games. End sweep to the right by Colt Bishop. As Sydney stretches that play out, Colt Bishop is toppled to the turf at the 34. He produces 3 or 4 on the play, third down, and 4 or 5 needed for a first down for the Trojans inside the Yellow Jackets, 35. Astros 2, Yankees nothing in the fourth inning. To the line of scrimmage, the Trojans. Down to 5.5 to go in the fourth. Coleman at QB. Behind him two steps is Colt Bishop. Kloffenstein, the tight end in motion. And the ball is dealt to Bishop. Outside edge. Got running room to the sideline. And he's bulldogged down at the 29 or 30. Right at the first down marker. And he made sure, Chuck, as the defender approached, he went down in the field of play.
Right. Yep, third and one now. That was a nice play.
5 minutes left. He did not get the first down by a couple feet. Fourth and very short for Troy. Football resting just inside the Sydney 30. One receiver right, another flank 10 yards to the left for the Trojans. Sydney with 7 in the box momentarily. Now a change in the cadence by the quarterback Coleman, who may be changing the play call. Got to believe Colt Bishop will run it. He does, outside left tackle. Ball popped up in the air momentarily. He regained it.
And got the first down.
And then he slid ahead for a yard or two and picked it up at the 28.
First. That's kind of how it went tonight for
yes.
The Yellow Jackets.
Indeed. First and 10 Trojans, we near the 4-minute mark. Sydney's got 3 timeouts left.
I don't see him using them right now. The only thing that could accomplish is to give up another touchdown.
Exactly. Under 4 to play in the game. 20-point lead, Troy. And the quarterback, Coleman, is using as many seconds on the play clock as he can. We're down to 8, 7. See when he snaps it. He snapped it at 3. Colt Bishop again. Left tackle. Got the corner turned. Stays in bounds to the 21. Then he's drilled. that wasn't Colt Bishop on the play, was it?
No, he went Jackson. Up on that one. Yes. Yeah, he got shaken up a little bit.
That was Jackson. When Troy gets down near the red zone, they call on Sam Jackson, a little more bulk.
Right.
And he garnered 7, taking that play wide. He was bounced out of bounds, however, stopping the clock with 3:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. 41-21 in favor of Troy. Trojans very deliberate in getting this play set up. Play clock at 4:03. Running play, Jackson, middle of the field, no one home. There he goes, 10-5. He's hit at the 2, and he hammers to the end zone for the score. Touchdown for Jackson of Troy, which leads it 47-21. And Sydney's defensive line has caved in tonight thanks to an outstanding effort by Troy's offensive front. Trojans have manhandled Sydney's defensive interior.
Well, and this has happened to Sydney quite a few times this year. The difference is they outscored the other teams tonight. They cannot get much going against Troy's defense. They've moved a little bit here in the second half. They don't have a lot of yards. Yep,
right on, Chuck. You summed up the game right there in the last 15 seconds. Extra point try by Seiler. Very high, very long. He splits the uprights right between the posts. And our score is now Troy 48, Sydney 21. 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality of workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Wow, this has been a shock tonight, Jack. Just an absolute shock.
Sure has. Here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 3.5 left in the fourth. Troy kicks a blooper down to the Sydney 34, and that's where the Yellow Jackets start, first down and 10 yards to go. 48-21 in favor of Troy. The Trojans have done every single thing right tonight. Trojans were very well prepared, highly confident coming into this game, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets were demoralized in the first half. Give Sydney credit. Jackets came out, got a big score to start the second half. Sydney was in the game at 20-7. I think the big play was that 99-yard touchdown run by Colt Bishop.
The fact that they ran the ensuing kickoff back all the way,
yes, you're right,
was huge also.
Yeah, Sydney got the touchdown to start the third quarter. Troy returned the kickoff for a score. And then I think Troy's next touchdown was a 99-yarder by Colt Bishop.
Yep.
So when you're returning kickoff for scores,
75 yards on the kickoff, 99 on the run from scrimmage, you're in trouble.
Yep.
Yeah, and you turn the ball over 6 times.
Ooh, 6 turnovers, 6 giveaways by Sydney. And the 75-yard kickoff return for a score and a 99-yard run from scrimmage for a score, those things spell defeat.
You're probably in trouble.
Yep.
And Nick Rainey's out there now playing quarterback.
Nick Rainey in a QB for Sydney, which on second and 16 is hit with no gain. Tackle made right at the line of scrimmage. Third and 16 for Sydney. Line of scrimmage is the 16th. line of scrimmage is the 2.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. 48-21 to go here in the fourth quarter. 48-21 Sydney next week at Vandalia. Sydney next week at Vandalia. Which Troy handled fairly with ease. Troy handled fairly 36-20. Hickman beat 36 on 29. 33-27. Butler can score points. Butler has given Butler can score points. Somebody on high score until next Friday. So Shelby has scored 12 and throws the ball all over the field. Butler throws the ball all over the field. Running back in flat. Butler got a good running back in flat. There's a screen pass right side of the field. No good in pass. Right side of the field. No good in the direction of Christian Redder. In the direction of Christian Redder. Fourth down. Sydney will have to kick with 49. He's in the fourth quarter with a minute 59. Final score. Tim Portnoy did beat Greenville 47. Did beat Greenville 47. Centerville 2014 at Northmont. Minster leading New Bremen 42-21 in the second half. Anna up 41-0 in the fourth. Layman Catholic winning big at Upper Soda Valley. And Layman's two biggest games of the year, Chuck. Two toughest opponents, weeks 9 and 10. At home, Lima Perry at Riverside. As Layman Catholic will be playing for a home field playoff game in the next 2 weeks.
Now we might have to reconsider what we've been talking about as far as what we're going to cover next week, because possibly that Lima Perry Layman game might be okay.
He could.
Because we're going to see Anna in the last week of the season.
Against Minster, right? Right.
So
Anna's on the road at Coldwater next week. Anna finishes with Minster. Anna winning tonight to go to 7-1. My chief guru with regard to the playoff picture, Bill Zimmerman, offensive coach at Layman Catholic, believed that Anna would have difficulty holding on to home field with a 7-3 record.
Right.
He thought it would take 8-2. So that would mean Anna's got to win one of the next two to lock up home field in the postseason. And we haven't mentioned Fort Loramie, which quietly was sitting at 5-2 going into play tonight, a win this evening 6-2. Loramie's closing schedule not challenging. Redskins could go 8-2, and it might be a scrap for that fourth spot in this region of D7, that last home field spot, maybe between Fort Loramie and who knows Minster when the season finishes out.
Yep.
Punt by Sydney downed across midfield at the 49 by the Jackets, and Troy has it 1st and 10 right there, a minute 50 left in this game. And who would have believed we would have been ad-libbing about upcoming schedules in the playoff picture.
At the end of this game? And, no, not me.
No. Nobody would have predicted that the result of this game was a done deal 30 minutes ago. And everything now is just cosmetic. It's all academic at this point. Under 2 minutes to play. Troy has made a change at quarterback, at running back. And that play generates 10, 12 yards. Then a fumble forward. Sydney pounces on it at the Yellow Jackets 36. Sydney possession at the Jackets 36. A minute 41 left in the fourth. Troy in the way of giveaways tonight. Chuck, is that?
That was their second.
Second.
Yep.
So we've had a game of eight turnovers. Count them. Six by Sydney. Is that right?
They had five turnovers and a blocked punt.
That's so right.
To me, that's a turnover.
Yep. Five turnovers, a blocked punt, a Troy touchdown run from scrimmage covering 99 yards, a kickoff return of 75. Stellar defense by the Trojans all night, holding Isaiah Bowser in check. I don't think Isaiah got to 100, did he?
No way.
No.
No way.
What, 60, 70-some maybe?
Yeah, at the most. He had a couple of decent runs.
Held to 51 yards total last year in 26 carries by Troy. And the Trojans went over Sydney a year ago. A little better production from Bowser here tonight, but not much better. I said to Matt Burbacher, head coach of Troy in the pregame, if you hold Bowser under 100, you're very pleased because you've probably won the ball game. And Matt said, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, and they did a good job on Gordon, too. He got away a couple of times. But for the most part, those two athletes out there, and those two, they are outstanding athletes. Make no mistake about it. But Troy was prepared for both of them tonight. And it shows on the scoreboard at 48-21.
And for Sydney, head coach Adam Dungis, work to do. Sydney brought back down to reality here tonight. Undefeated season. Down the drain, 7-1, losing here to Troy this evening. Troy now with a one-game lead over Sydney in that GWOC North race.
With kind of a walkover. Well, Piqua won't be a walkover because it's Piqua. But watching them and having watched Piqua, man, they would have to play a perfect game to play with Troy, I'm afraid.
Yep, and the Trojans finish weeks 9 and 10 at home. Last two contests at Troy. So the Trojans now clearly the inside track to take the GWOC North. A minute left, Sydney with a second down and 13 at their own 32-yard line. Short drop by the quarterback, Rainey, who fires a bullet up to the 38. We believe that's Rainey calling signals?
Yeah, it is.
Rottez Roberts, who's a sizable target, a little hitch route upfield at the 39-yard line. Near the numbers on this sideline, he speared it, was decked immediately. Third down and 6 for Sydney at their own 40. Half minute left in the game. This might very well be the last play of this encounter here this evening.
That's Ryan Dunham out there playing quarterback.
Yes,
now.
Dunham in.
Yep.
Dunham on the field now for Sydney in the waning seconds of this one. And a flag flies, pre-snap penalty.
Why?
I thought Dunham looked pretty good in a game we covered earlier in the year against Carroll when Gordon went out in the second quarter.
He's only a sophomore. Yeah. I mean, he's got some good size.
Yeah, Dunham performed admirably in that game. Penalty against Troy, 45-yard line for Sydney now. First and 10 again. Clock running, 11, 10. Sydney may not elect to take the snap. They don't. The Troy Trojans have come into Sydney tonight and whipped the Yellow Jackets to the tune of 48-21. It was all Troy as the Trojans blitzed their way to a 20-0 halftime lead. Sydney scored first to start the third quarter of this game. Troy answered immediately with a kickoff return for a touchdown and then a 99-yard score and a running play from scrimmage by Troy. A fumble recovery by Troy on the goal line when Andre Gordon tried to run from the end zone and was tackled at the half-yard line and coughed up the football. A blocked punt tonight by Troy, 5 turnovers by Sydney, and all of those elements add up to a big Trojan win on the road over the Yellow Jackets, 48-21. Chuck, take it from here. Highlight our star or stars of the game and give us an overview of some stats.
Well, the stats, very misleading. If you could look at first downs, each team had 15. Sydney had, they only had 100 yards at halftime. They got 216 in the second half for 316 for the game. Only 118 on the ground. It was mostly Gordon's arm that got them the yards that they got. Troy, on the other hand, ran 312 yards, 120 yards passing. That was 30 yards, an average completion. 432 total. The 5 turnovers and the blocked punt, and then 2 turnovers for Troy, but neither one of their turnovers hurt them any at all. I've got one person for the Clancy's player of the game, and that is Caleb Harris. I thought he was terrific on both sides of the ball. Other than that, it was a long night for the Yellow Jackets.
Again, Chuck, unofficially, about how many total yards for Sydney?
They had 316 total, but that was 198 through the air.
Uncharacteristic of Sydney to have to pass for that much. Yellow Jackets averaging nearly 400 yards per game, held well under that, and many of the yards came late in this contest when the outcome was decided.
Yeah, they threw the ball 38 times. They're not going to win games having to throw it 38 times.
And the third-best defensive team in the GWOC, yielding 230 yards per game on the year. did even better than that tonight, giving up less than 220 to Sydney.
They gave up 316 total.
Oh, is that how it wound up?
Yeah, okay. But only 118 on the ground.
Wow.
That's what's telling you something.
Yes, that's...
It was just the athleticism of Andre Gordon that didn't make this thing a running clock in the second half.
Right, as Troy suffocated Isaiah Bowser and the Sydney running game here this evening. Caleb Harris wins the Clancy's Award. Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Sydney Yellow Jackets suffer their first loss of the year tonight here to Troy. Troy wins it. Final tally 48-21.
Wow.
Yellow Jackets now 7-1, first loss in the GWAC. And the Troy Trojans are now 6-2, undefeated in the GWAC. Troy gaining a mass of computer points with this win tonight. Troy clearly now in the playoff picture in this region of Division II. Who knows, Chuck? It's not all that impossible that after two more weeks, Troy might vault all the way to number 5. We could see a rematch first week of the playoffs, Troy at Sydney right here.
Well, it's possible. Yeah. They won't get many points from the Greenville game, but if they beat Piqua, they will definitely get points from Piqua. So.
Yep, yep. Next week, Sydney is at Vandalia Butler. Troy home with Greenville. Last weekend of the year, the Sydney Yellow Jackets are at Greenville, and Troy closes out with Piqua at Troy. That's the way the two teams finish up. Again, stay in touch with the scoresbroadcast.com website. We'll update you on our coverage next Friday night in the next 48 hours or so. It could be Anna at Coldwater. It could be Lima Perry at Lehman. It could be Sydney at Vandalia Butler. We've got options next week for sure. They're all pretty important games. We'll make a decision in the next 48 hours or so, so stay in touch with the website. We'll post that for you by Monday for certain. Rhett Gish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, and Chuck McBee alongside on stats, color, and on-site engineering as my voice starts to fade. Again, final score here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, Troy 48, Sydney 21.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
I'm sure time that Chuck's fourth quarter, we probably didn't have any listeners fourth quarter.